more like radio, less like crap.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
This is Stone Cold ET, and I want to order a couple of cheeseburgers, and that's the bottom line. Because you know Stone Cold ET like to come to White Castle, order a couple of cheeseburgers to fill me up before I whoop some ass. Give me a hell yeah if you're down with Stone Cold ET. Oh, hell yeah! Because Stone Cold E.T. likes whooping ass. When Stone Cold E.T. rides a bicycle, I ride it long, I ride it hard, just like the Texas Rattlesnake when he's done whooping Vince McMahon's ass. Give me a, oh, hell yeah. What'd you say, E.T.? What? What'd you say, E.T.? What? I said I want to order two cheeseburgers, and that's the bottom line. Cause now Stone Cold love a little White Castle burger with a little onion, with a little meat on it. Cause there's nothing like Stone Cold Steve Austin eating those little White Castle burgers. You know Stone Cold like a little White Castle action. Well, I'm busy fighting off aliens when I'm busy being the crap out of Will Smith in Independence Day or being him up in iRobot. Stone Cold E.T. is gonna whoop some ass. Give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Stone Cold E.T. is gonna whoop some ass. And that's the bottom line. Hell yeah.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
She has contributed more than $28,000.
Woo!
Supporting local businesses.
Congratulations.
He has spent 2,000 in purchased backpacks from local
churches. Yay!
Giving more than $10,000 to local churches.
What? I just hope City Name sports team pulls through this year.
So I guess when she's watching local sports team, and she goes to local church and her local children.
Backpacks for local children, local churches, local homeless shelter, local 4-H club, local athletic associations, high schools, elk lodges, hospitals, and charities.
Why does an elk need
such
a
as
lodge?
Seals?
No. Such a steal.
Let's go to local shopping mart and buy local cereal and eat at our local house watching local TV programming.
Oh, hi, Mark.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. It is, let's see, Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingeren here with my co-host, Royce Lopez.
Royce, hi.
That's when you say something.
I am not used to Dutch introducing me. I apologize. It's been so long that I'm like, hey, what's happening here? Who's this gentleman, this stranger? You know, it's like this. I feel like I'm on that show, This Is Your Life. And then it's like, hey, I used to be your co-host.
That's show.
We used to be buddies. And I'm like, oh my God, that's Joel Dutch Van Wingeren. And then we hug and we cry and we tell stories.
Marie Lopez.
Line.
Mitch Heil.
Hello, everybody.
Big Booby D.
Yay, Dutch.
Sherry Heil.
Hello. What?
What? You got, oh my
what?
God.
What? Mitch,
you proposed
to Sherry? Congratulations.
Wait.
I don't know
why. Wow.
How close was I?
I can't believe you decided
you can't
to take
say
this
things
show.
And then turn it around
I'm not
and
an Nazi.
Say I did it.
I guess congratulations are in order.
I'm not a Nazi.
No, she said I'm not a Nazi.
Oh, I thought you said an obvi.
No, Nazi. Like Heil. Like see Heil. Like Heil Hitler.
Oh, we haven't made that joke.
I don't you're not like that, but you do kill Jews.
I don't get it, but we'll come back to you.
Our number is 954-573-2780.
Are you not going to introduce Sean? Or?
No, he's
not. Oh, sorry. I apologize. Yeah, and Sean Waters.
Who?
He's not on camera, nor does he speak
worth
up.
It.
Or talk into the
definitely
mic.
Definitely worth introducing.
Yeah, stop covering your mouth with your hand. You're a radio professional, not a professional asshole.
What are you talking about?
There you go.
Go fuck yourself.
Me? What did I do?
MoreLikeRadio.com is where you can see us every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Join in the chat room. You can also tweet us. Just, you know, just look us up. We're all over the place.
You're all over the place.
Everywhere.
So what's been happening since I've been gone?
Everything.
Good show.
Well, apparently the new big thing that I've seen you guys doing is... Did you guys invent Cumberbatch?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
we did.
No.
Yes, we did.
Here's the thing.
Because it's taking over the internet.
We
at this
invaded.
Point.
Here's
the
we
thing.
Invaded.
Cumberbatching. Invented. So I posted the old Cumberbatch photo that you may have seen going around because he was being.
Is
goofy.
That a, is that a new picture or an old picture of him?
That's
it's a new picture.
Wait, which one? The old Cumberbatch.
The one that everybody's going after.
The one that everybody's emulating. That is a new one. So he was making fun of what's-his-face that was doing Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice.
Carrot Top.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. Aw, Colin Firth.
He was doing Colin Firth.
He was doing him.
He was doing him in the butt.
Doing him well.
And therefore, it was on last week's Hippo Juice, or was it Dutch and Royce? I forget. It was last week. I said, wow, wouldn't it be awesome if all of us recreated doing that photo that he was doing, making fun of Colin Firth?
And I said, no, it wouldn't be awesome.
And then Mitch did it, because Mitch is a sport, and it was in a lake in Minnesota. How cold was that lake?
It was fucking cold.
Why would you get in it? You're a crazy person. You're a fucking crazy person. It had to be freezing
cold.
That's
why I got in.
It's, but your face is so passionate and earnest.
I love your hair.
He looks angry to be in a cold lake to me.
I love his
tussled
hair.
We were driving, Sherry and I were driving to the lake to take this picture, and I'm like, okay, you know, I gotta get every detail down. So I had the black pants on, the white shirt, and I'm like, okay, how did he roll up his sleeves? Okay, I gotta get my sleeves rolled up that way. Okay, where was he holding on his shirt? I messed up that part, but I mean, like, how far open was his shirt? What was unbuttoned on his shirt? You know, I was studying that photograph, like, in detail.
I can tell.
I could totally tell.
Yeah, you worked hard.
Look at all
that studly
chest hair.
And then we got to the lake and had to go home because I forgot my memory card.
Yeah, so we had to drive home and then back to the lake again.
Wow.
It was probably 3 hours away.
You guys
that's like
really
10 minutes
committed.
Whatever, but
it's Minnesota. We have 10,000 of them.
I was gonna say, like, you guys actually went out of your way to drive to a body of water. I mean, do you guys just have a pool?
Yeah, in the backyard.
Yes. We had a pool.
So yeah, we all went
outside.
We took our sexy photos.
Yes.
And
it would be so much easier for me to do it. Like, I have a pool and my new place where I'm living now, but it's drained
for
winter.
That's the fun part about Cumberbatch. People don't have pools. I'm doing it in their bathtubs, in their showers, just in their bathrooms. It doesn't
matter. What if I just did it in an empty pool?
That's even better. Just wet yourself with the hose first.
I'll do it there.
See, yeah, the shirt has to be wet or it's not sexy.
You have to be wet.
Yeah, we were all wet. Mm-hmm.
All of us were just soaked.
Mm-hmm. I was very
wet. For any listeners who don't know what we're talking about, just type in hashtag Cumberbatch.
By the way.
Or go to the More Like Radio fan page.
What about Tits McCleavage?
That's a better idea.
Tits McCleavage from...
D?
No, not that one.
Katie.
From...
Talk Radio Meltdown.
I literally just copied that picture and posted it there because it's...
Everybody in Friends of MLR has probably jerked off to this picture, Dutch, if you look in the chat.
I have.
Yeah, they love her, don't they?
Oh yes,
pretty sexy.
She said,
"Well, and she like she
cleaning.
Got tagged." What happened there was she got tagged in it, and she's like, "I don't know what this is, but I'm going to do it anyway."
She sure did, and she committed.
Yeah.
Kate's attractive, but she's out of her goddamn mind. Have you guys ever listened to Talk Radio about that?
Yeah, she's crazy. Yeah.
She's a complete and utter psychopath.
You love crazy people.
Yeah,
Dutch.
She's hot.
I want to know what Dennis was in because it looks like the largest kiddie pool in the world.
It looks like a oversized inflatable pool.
Is that roadkill?
It looks like he's hugging someone with a wig on very hard to his chest.
Or roadkill, like he picked up a dead animal off the side of the road and put it on
his chest.
That's
where he stores them.
And then
his face is so uncomfortable.
I can't tell who I like the best because then I look at Atticus's, Kevin's, and
he's so wonderful.
So much hairier than I imagined him to be.
No, the best part about his was his wife's comment, "Are you in our bathtub right now?
Yeah, she had no idea what was going on.
What are you guys doing?
You guys are weird.
Going out of the center of his chest there.
You know, Danielle.
He's a lot hairier than I imagined.
I like chest hair. It looks like a question mark.
Love Kevin because his wife just gave birth to his second kid. And he's fucking getting in his bathtub and taking selfies of himself.
His wife's probably doing something responsible.
Taking care of
his children.
Children.
And then she doesn't even know he's doing it. He doesn't even tell her, like,
this is a bit we're doing these days.
He just goes and does it, and she finds out on Facebook like the next day.
She's such a trooper.
I know.
Marie, where can people send their Cumberbatching photos?
To the More Like Radio Facebook fan page. You can just post it there. We've been adding them to the album. And I also started adding some celebrities to the Cumberbatching. My favorite is Michael Jackson, because every time I look at his face, I feel like he's thinking, nailed it. Showboat!
Who's that handsome guy in the middle? That's what I'm talking about.
Some faggot.
Royce couldn't have looked more Cuban in the history of Cubans.
My gay cousin was like, oh my God, he's such a teddy bear right now.
He did.
Dutch, you jelly, bro. Gays love this fucking
little
vibe,
jelly.
Bro. They love it. They love it. Oh God, there's Ashley.
I thought Michael Jackson was black. I mean, white. Damn it.
Ashley's one. Ashley looks the most wet.
Ashley looks like
them.
He just
he wasn't even in a pool.
The way Ashley is sitting in the tub, it looks.
Is he wearing pants?
I don't think he is.
No. I didn't even look at that.
God.
He might not be wearing pants.
The way Ashley's sitting.
Yeah, he might want to have cropped it at the waist.
Nothing but a little soap patch to cover his penis.
he has a loofah in between his legs to cover up his dick.
That or that's his dick. Or maybe that.
No!
Oh my, I never looked at it this close before.
He's got a sponge dick.
The way Ashley is sitting in that tub, it looks like he's making the most disappointing golden shower video ever. Like it's just like, yeah, I needed the money and then I let these dudes pee on me.
This
whatever.
Is the fourth time today, I know. It's old hat by now.
It doesn't matter.
Ashley has shame and regret in his eyes.
What I imagine Tub Girl looked like right before she did that famous shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no.
And then I challenged a few of our burlesque friends. You know, if you recall when John
got
the spank
down. I saw that one. That girl's hot.
So Sparkle Baby from the Mox of the Femme show, she was hilarious because she messaged me. Because I asked her questions like, that's a really awesome camera because she did an underwater photo. And I'm like, what kind of camera did you use? She goes, oh, no, I was just using my phone. You know, she had the one that you can put underwater a little bit. Yeah. And I'm like, well, who was taking it? She goes, my mom. She's like, honey, is this another ALS thing? No, mom, it's just another challenge. Don't worry about it. But she's so short. She's only 5 foot.
She had to do it underwater because her pool's too deep. That's why she's wearing this.
She's tiny.
I understand her problems.
Yeah, she is. No, Dutch, you cannot talk to her. And
I can.
She has a boyfriend, so stop it.
She does.
She's so much fun, though. She's the funniest.
She is. I'm hoping to get a few more Moxie photos out of them because they all seem
fairly. It's been so rainy and cold.
It has. It has not stopped raining and been awful here.
Mitch got in a fucking lake in Minnesota and we're complaining about a little rain.
You're in Florida, for God's sake.
Rain and cold are different. Mm-hmm. You know, our pool's cold. We got in when it was sunny, but
pool's pretty warm right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they feel bad for us. We're saying, yeah, our pool is cold right now, okay?
It's a whole 65 degrees.
I can't get in my pool. There's a leaf in it. I need to have my cleaner come out and clean my pool first.
We do have pool cleaners, actually, because we're very white now.
Now, with D's, we actually were making bets on what was the creepiest thing that could possibly be said as the first comment. And, of course, the first comment she got was, finished.
We also take bets on who's going to answer first. Dennis or Ashley? Finished. It's normally a race.
Dennis won.
Dennis won this time. Dennis answered first. So.
With I like hashtag finished.
Finished.
That's funny.
So anywho, yes, we have had a blast with these, and I know that other people are thoroughly enjoying them because of the likes.
Apparently
we've been
Dennis
getting.
Has had a blast with them too.
Yeah, he
over and over again. He has to clean the back of his fucking phone. You know what I'm talking about. Hope you have an otter box.
He said box.
More like a beaver box.
Yeah. There you go.
I was trying to think of something maybe sexual. Maybe
on that fleshlight attachment for your iPad.
I'm sorry, it wasn't even funny.
No.
But yeah, so
apologize.
I want more. I want more of these. I want this shit to keep going. I want this to go viral. I want to get to a point where Ellen fucking has to Cumberbatch on her show.
Did I see that? Yeah. Oh, that would really put it over the top, wouldn't it?
Uh huh. When she's Ellen does
on,
it,
that or Jimmy Fallon, they're always on the top.
Oh
of
yeah,
it,
Jimmy Fallon would make a song out of it and then make it about himself.
Yeah.
You don't like Fallon?
No, Fallon's okay. But to be fair, something that's been pointed out a lot is that he has to insert himself in everything. Like unlike other Tonight
Shows.
Do. No, hold on. Wait. Unlike other Tonight Shows or any other host, like, they let the guests do their thing or whoever is doing their thing. But he inserts himself with the musical guest, with the comedian, with everybody, with fucking every... It's like, okay, Fallon, we get it. We fucking get it. You were on SNL and you want to improv a little bit. But you're on the Tonight Show now. So, you know, relax, calm down, and let the roots play, okay?
It's working for him, I guess. I mean,
no,
his ratings
are good. They really are. They're not bad. But
meh. He's a nice guy.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying.
No,
know?
It sounds like you're saying he's a dick.
No, me and Jimbo.
Yeah, you're kind of saying you called him a queer just then.
Me and Jimbo Fallon?
Yeah.
we go way back.
No. Jimbo Fisher?
No, Fallon. Jimbo Fallon. That's it. Oh, you don't know. His friends call him Jimbo.
Okay, go on.
Jimbo Fallon.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And when did you become Jimbo?
I mean,
Spring?
I tell you, I don't want you to tell me the boring story. As I said last week, I don't name drop. I was telling that to Phil Lord the other day, and he
you
was like, yeah, bro, that's awesome about
time.
You.
But
what?
You just did it right there.
You name drop all the time.
It's so douchey, isn't it?
In fact, most of your sentences open with something that you feel is important.
It is.
You know.
It is.
So.
Look, whatever. Me and Chris Parnell were talking, and I was like, whatevs, bro. I don't name drop to people. It's whatevs.
You need to get a bigger...
You need to get a bigger shut
index
up.
Of people that you can name drop.
Wait, you were talking to Chris Cornell?
Parnell.
No, Chris Cornell.
Cornell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're related, right? Same last name.
Nope, yeah. Tiny little mustache. That's how... I'm obsessed with it. That's the only thing I care about at Chris Cornell is how that gentleman still has the thinnest mustache in America.
It is. It's really. It's even thinner than Kirk Hammett's from Metallica.
It's bad, right? It's so thin. It's
and like, he had a very thin mustache.
It's like he takes eyeliner and puts it on every morning.
Well, why are you jelly?
I am not jelly. I'm just saying he has a very thin mustache.
You know what, though? Dave Navarro has really great eyebrows.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, he does. But then again, isn't it weird that because he fucked Carmen Electra, I lost respect for him? It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like, ew, you could do better, Dave. Come on.
Come on, Dave.
Carmen Electra, dude? Get out of here.
Do you think his mustache would be less creepy if his eyes were darker?
No.
No, it's just...
Or if he just finished shaving.
Yeah, just finished shaving, exactly.
His mustache is not for bags, it's for fucking men.
Thank you, exactly. Thank you, fucking Powers.
I guess what...
Kenny Powers.
I guess what you're trying to say is your mustache should at least be thicker than your eyebrows?
Yeah, it makes his mouth look like a vagina, like... Yeah,
oh, no. You're right. It does
but
look
sideways.
Like
that.
Doesn't it? Yeah, it looks like a vagina right there.
It
like.
Looks like Jenna Jameson's vagina in the 90s, the way she had
it
her
does.
Hair.
It does. Like a little widow's peak on top.
I know that's specific, but anyone who knows used to watch Jenna Jameson, the Spice Channel.
Oh, my 90s, God.
It looks like it's very yeah. odd. Oh, my. No wonder he sings so weird. His mouth is consistently getting fucked by people who think it's Jenna Jameson's vagina. Or getting punched by Tito Ortiz. Because, once again, he thought it was Jenna Jameson's vagina.
Oh, okay.
Because remember he punched her that time?
Right.
Oh, no, there's
Wait.
Sherry.
Sherry, did you do
did
it?
One? Yay! Yeah,
I did, Yay! But that's the best you're going to get. You're not going to get my actual Cumberbatch
no,
photo.
No, we need to have your... Mitch?
She doesn't like them.
I look like
I don't care
such
if she doesn't like them.
Awkward.
Leave her herself.
I didn't even do it.
My hair looked retarded because
Shut
Mitch didn't
mouth.
Tell me.
Mitch
and then I got
them.
Makeup running down my face because my
That's
water...
the best!
No,
Mitch,
it's
not.
Oh,
my
yes,
God.
Sherry, it cannot. Sherry,
you've got to be kidding
they
me.
They look so... This one is so much cuter.
You can't
it's all
be selected.
Candid.
You can't Sherry, you're not
playing.
Sherry, 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 listen to me.
Oh, I like that one.
It cannot be worse than Ash's. Ash looks like fucking Shrek was waterboarded. Please, just fucking do it.
Come on, you vain queer. What's wrong with you?
Queer.
Vain queer. Vain queer?
You were going to call her a bitch and then you opted for queer.
It wouldn't be vain. It would be more like insecure.
There you go.
You know, Sherry, I hate to say this, but sometimes you're a basic bitch.
No, you have. I'm sorry, Red.
She's a basic bitch sometimes, Dutch, you know? I'm sick of it. Fucking ratchet ass, basic bitch.
Who dat?
You know, I'm so sick of it.
Sometimes you're Cuban.
I'm always Cuban.
It's always Cuban.
I am always. Have you seen my back hair, bitch? I am Cuban as fuck.
Sherry, don't be ashamed of your Cumberbatching photos. I don't think mine was that good. I wasn't.
I refuse to move
yours
forward.
Yours was adorable.
I
was
not I opening like up
my. I didn't open my shirt large enough, and I was also trying to do a
I
serious.
I jerked off to yours.
Oh, good.
I what? Got Jesus. To make a serious face.
I was trying I've to do a serious face, yeah,
Sherry.
And whenever I do a serious face, I look evil.
Sherry, what the fuck is up with your picture? It looks like you're being baptized in the Mississippi. What the fuck? What are you wearing? All right, Heaven's Gate, can we see your Cumberbatching photo now?
Come on. Mitch, you thought that she looked good?
I thought she...
And that's your man, yo.
I always think she looks good, even when her makeup's running down.
Oh, my God. I hope you die.
See...
To be fair, we were really trying to get the photos done quick because there was people in boats waiting to launch
them.
There
was an old lady who was just staring at me. Oh, no. And we got done, she's like... Oh, just a nice day for a swim, huh? I'm like, nope. What a nope. Crazy old lady. Like,
yeah, there's a dry guy with a camera and a girl soaking wet walking out of the water. Yeah,
oh, my, Mitch, there's season. Something about taking a picture with a Canon that makes that old time, even though it's a new camera, still makes that old timey click, that when you're taking of a girl in a t-shirt, you feel like a creep. I felt someone was going to walk like walking their dog on the path.
There we go.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Still not the one I hate. I had to get my hair like wet it. Because Cumberbatch's hair was wet.
That's just you doing, like, I don't even know what other celebrity you're trying to do there, but that's definitely not Cumberbatch.
That's you
Mitch
doing
Mitch
you.
Mitch told me to post that one.
That's you doing you. No, that looks really good.
You can see where the makeup Shut hits up. My eye right before it falls down my face.
Marie puts the cum in Cumberpatch. Did anyone make that joke yet? Guest though, apparently.
Guest though?
Yeah.
Nope, but you just did.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job, guest though.
Good work.
Dutch, do you have something urban to play for the obvious black person in the chat room? I feel bad. Doesn't matter. Anything urban.
Do that.
She's white.
Pretty sure that
she's white.
I'm pretty sure that the coming was had when people looked at John's.
Oh my God!
Because John's were phenomenal.
John's
is
best.
I jerked off to John so many times this week. It's embarrassing.
Looks so good. I cannot believe the shirt is so tight on him.
He
is wearing his grandmother's blouse. In his pool. And the best part is, if you know John, if that's in his pool, that means his grandma's probably the one taking the picture.
Yeah, she definitely
took
the picture.
This is awesome. Everything about this is amazing. John, look how fucking buff John is. I didn't realize how fucking buff
John is. Really buff.
If you
I want to fuck John.
If you want this...
Kinda.
If you watch the stand-up Spankdown,
that's my favorite one right there.
John is fucking
huge.
That's
mine
too. Yes, it's so good.
He is such a beautiful bathing beauty. It's just...
It's amazing. Look at the water splashing
out of it like Ariel
him.
The Little Mermaid. Oh. It's glorious.
Yeah, I liked his outtakes. His Estee Lauder photos.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just love how seriously everyone took this.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's autism.
You're born with autism.
Shut up. You don't know that. Vaccines give them to you, bro.
No.
Vaccines. The fucking person from Singled Out told me, and not the cool one, Chris Hardwick, the blonde bitch.
The dumb cunt.
Mm-hmm. Listen, okay. Everyone who's too afraid to get cold can fly to Florida and come over to our house
and
go and do it in our pool.
Really expensive.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be worth
Commit
it.
Commit to the
We
bit,
only
bro.
Have three
And
rules.
If you do want to get cold, come to Minnesota, and I might not shoot you.
There's only three rules about our pool. Dutch, I don't know if I told you this because you weren't around, but one of the rules about our pool in the new house is
topless.
Only 90s music plays in the speaker out back.
Oh, I love that rule.
Yep. Number two, after 9 p.m., it becomes immediately a topless pool.
No tops.
Number three, no fatties. That's it.
So do I have to wear a top before 9 p.m.?
You have to.
Yes.
No.
That way you can take it off at 9 p.m.
No, Mitch doesn't have to. Everybody else does, except
I don't want to have special rules just for me, though.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what? After looking at these cover matching photos, it looked like we threw the worst P. Diddy white party ever. It's just try a little too hard. Where's the Ciroc vodka, yo?
Yo.
Yo. Oh, fuck. But yeah, that was our fun week. Yeah, submit them. We had a couple other people send them in. I mean.
Yeah, I know Ashley challenged a few of his friends, so we had some British people and some other friends post instead.
Oh, yeah, that friend of Ashley's was cute.
Yeah, not too bad. We got some attractive people that listen to the shows.
Isn't that weird that we have attractive fans? It freaks me out sometimes. Like, I'm really, you're not a fat loser? Are you sure? Are you sure?
I assume they're all mongoloids.
Me too.
Yeah, the typical comedy radio fan is not the best looking person.
I'd like a general IQ of maybe 86.
I picture like a 1950s insane asylum, and okay. That's just all our listeners. Like an old radio in the corner that just plays our show, and all this is just banging their heads, throwing feces at each other, and eating.
See,
crayons.
I imagine the banging the heads with like the helmet and drooling out of the side of their mouth.
I don't expect people that fucking first off have opposable thumbs, secondly are able to drive cars, and thirdly are even able to access the internet.
Well, that eliminates all women.
Yeah, and a lot.
So
of
mostly, you just think about Dennis,
right? Mostly.
Essentially,
yeah.
I just made a cover batching to the Ellen Show.
Yeah, and she.
By the way,
you submitted it. You can submit ideas.
You can submit photos, and
I really feel like Ellen would get behind this. I feel like she would get Benedict Cumberbatch to be in the show, and that they would both do
Maureen,
this together.
She's not going
to
get behind this. It's not a delicious vagina.
I know.
Whoa!
What?
Oh yeah, she likes to lick box.
She loves.
Dang! I should have sent Dee's picture.
Dummy.
It's not too late. It's
What's
not too
wrong
late.
With you?
Send more.
Send all of these pictures.
Send all
Everyone,
the females.
Send Ellen DeGeneres porn right now. Everybody.
No, don't spam.
Call the arms. Everyone.
This is delicious.
The show.
Wonder Twins, activate.
Send Ellen DeGeneres all your porn now. Go.
She wants it.
Fuck.
She wants it, all right.
She wants it.
What's her email?
Well,
LND.
I put it in the chat.
LND@yummybox.com.
Yeah.
That's a strange server name.
Tiny URL.
Yummy box.
Yeah, yummy box.
Yummy box.
That should be your.
That's the worst. You couldn't give your email out to anyone.
Make that your OK Cupid name, Yummy Box.
Guys,
just see what happens. Throw it out there,
guys.
Yes.
First of all, I just lost the game.
Fuck.
Second of all, the reason why I lost the game is because my train of thought process was phenomenal just now. So you guys were talking about the website for Ellen, and I was thinking, what are other funny websites? Oh, remember last weekend when we were playing Cards Against Humanity and we had blank.com/blank?
Yeah.
And I got to play homelesspeople.com/a good sniff?
Yes.
Yes.
That was amazing.
And then I thought, oh my god, Cards Against Humanity. Oh right, we have that extra MLR expansion pack that we haven't given away that we
so
want to give away as a prize for the
there
best cover batching photo.
No, you know what though? Hold on, here's what we do.
Don't do that.
We have one deck? Only one deck?
One dick.
Dick.
Do we have
you know
two
what?
Dicks?
I'm going to. No, if not.
How many dicks do we have?
If not, I'll get another one printed. Here's what we're going to do. Because it's not going to be fair. Biggest tits is going to win. And so what we have to do is have best guy and then best girl and give each one a prize. Because if not, you know the girls are going to win automatically and guys aren't going to try.
Just give Dee the fucking prize already.
No, Dee doesn't count.
No.
She's on the show.
Listeners. It's
Dee
for
can
listeners.
Play with our deck.
Yeah.
You can play with my deck all day.
Make sure it's a bigger hit.
Just be gentle.
You work for MLR or any of your family members, you're not qualified, yada, yada.
Our rules are very clear.
Insert legal
yada, yada,
jargon.
Yada, yada.
Blada, bling.
I think that's how they do it in normal radio stations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how long is the contest going on for?
I don't know. Until
17 years. You know what, Sherry? I don't need your rules.
Just I will give you a rule.
Fine. In the next 2 weeks,
what's this even mean?
You guys got 2 weeks, two weekends. You got this week and next week.
She's still working on her comebacks.
Yeah.
I'll give you a comeback 17 years later.
I'll come on your back. Wait, what?
Ooh.
Face and back.
Can it be both?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually a great idea. Yeah, best cumberbatching photo. Send it to
the More Like Radio Facebook fan page.
There you go. Send it to there. You get the best one. We'll send you out a. Well, we'll figure out a prize later.
We no
a Cards Against
the
Humanity
Cards Against
deck.
Humanity MLR expansion pack that we made.
And then what's more about the second one?
We'll just order another, deck.
Two of them.
Okay, there you go.
So we'll send out two.
It's facebook.com/morelikeradio.
Yes.
Boom.
/.
And we will actually mail it if you give us your mailing address once you win. If you don't give us your address, then fuck you.
By the way, one of the hardest laughs I've had in like the last year and a half was when the last time that Three Horns called in. He's like, I'm still waiting on my guitar hero.
DJ hero.
DJ hero.
Yeah, because it was fucking huge and we felt like not mailing it.
And to be honest with you, I wanted to play it a little bit. And then I didn't want to put it back in the box. So
we are the worst radio station in America.
I got it for free.
Or the best.
I wanted to play it. So fuck that.
Okay. Every prize you get, it's been opened.
I know, it's terrible.
Whatever it is has been taken out.
I know. It's just like giving someone a box of chocolates to have eaten.
We didn't say the condition the prize would be in when they received it.
Hey, you know what? It's better than having nothing. So just be grateful.
You got it for free. What are you complaining for? This guy didn't even get his.
We also kind of lost it, but whatever.
Yeah, we did. So whatever.
It happens.
It's fine.
It was in a closet.
So Dutch,
Sorry.
Ooh, I had something. Do you have something?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, you guys doing that over the weekend, what I was doing over the weekend. Like, do you guys ever, like, intentionally go out and watch videos that make you cry?
No. Yes.
I saw you were doing that, you idiot.
It's called. I was doing it last night,
Dutch,
dude.
Is posting on Facebook.
You were making yourself cry last night?
He was watching soldiers coming home to their family.
Can I show you the one I was watching that really got me? I didn't even mean to click it. It was a link to something else. But here you go. I full screen on my end. Can you see it from here?
Yes.
How hilarious if it's the ISIS beheading video.
Okay, it's just titled "Girl Leaves School to Find Military Dad Home from 6-Month Deployment."
I'm going to cry. For real.
Hold on. This ruined me last night. Listen to this.
I remember when my dad used to come home.
Ruined you. Oh no!
Hey,
walking down the hallway, little girl.
What you doing?
Oh, Dutch, come on, man. I want to have fun.
You're in the middle of a math test?
Fuck.
That I did good, huh?
Is she skipping?
No, she's getting called out of school.
She's getting called out of school.
Gotta go to the office real quick.
She's adorable.
She is pretty adorable.
Oh, my God, it's her dad.
Aww.
Her dad is around the corner.
Watch her.
I got chills.
Nothing.
I always have a hard time relating to these because I'm like, well, I don't know how long she hasn't seen her dad. What if her dad left when she was like a
baby? Shut up. Hold on. Wait till it's done.
I wish it was over.
I missed you.
Why does she miss her dad? I don't miss her dad. I just met him for the first time.
I love Marie. She's such a cunt.
Come on, Marie. The girl's crying.
I can't relate to this.
That's her fault.
There's a child that is making leaking noises out of its face. What do I do?
Suck it up, little girl.
You know what? This is more... I'm kind of glad that Marie did what she just did just then. You are devoid of emotion. You don't let anything good or bad come inside.
You
want to
see the video?
She's
you want to see the video that I almost cried at with the little bulldog puppy that found a little spring on the wall that stops doors from slamming
you
in?
You know what? Hold on. I have one that might make you go crazy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Here, hold on. Maybe I can get this to be bigger. Here we go. Check this out.
That's what she said. Oh, I saw this. The lion.
Yeah, sorry.
Well,
he doesn't have
it's a lion on the fence, and the trainer or some guy in shorts and a hoodie is just opening it.
Some homeless guy.
Don't open it.
Some homeless guy in the car.
Stone. What's he doing?
Ah, that's fucking lion.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Don't touch that lion. It's gonna be bad.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh,
I love him.
He wants
He's nuzzling him.
Oh, it's like my kitty.
It's two when they see their dad for the first time and jump up with like both legs wrapping around him.
That cat is so strong. It could destroy him.
5 seconds after the camera shuts off, he gets mauled.
Listen to purring.
Oh, he wants pets.
Oh, look at that lion having sex.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at that one. Look at that.
Related videos.
I'm going to force my cat to love
me. Oh, there you go, right here, yeah.
That lion is getting it in.
I want to be hugged
like,
by
Marie
a lion.
Will melt with anything animals, but when it comes to people, she's just like, eh.
Oh, there's
not
Dee with her kitty. Hi,
that cat does not want to be there.
Dee's cat, Mira, is the best cat in the world.
Don't you throw that kitty.
You don't even understand.
No, don't throw my kitty. No. No, don't you do it.
I'm just gonna walk on my shit, though.
God damn it. Kid.
You've seen that over the last year. You'll just toss that thing like it's a book.
No.
No. Because she walks directly on the keyboard like a jerk.
That cat is the coolest cat ever, because when you walk in the room, it'll hop on the highest thing it can get to so that it can tap the top of its head underneath your chin to say hello.
Yeah, she'll put her little paws on your chest, and then she'll like rub under your chin.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Okay.
That's adorable.
Dutch, I have
real quick, I got to thank What's-His-Face from Red Show for sending me that line video. So.
Oh, that was good. Adorable.
Who?
You're going to thank What's-His-Face?
Scram?
Sorry. I said, no, Texi.
Peaches. Text. Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, I told him, I'm like, send that to Marie. He's like, I think she blocked me.
Probably because he's a
cunt. Did I block him? I don't know. I don't know what his real name is, so I don't know.
It's just Tex.
Oh, or maybe.
I think his real name is Rex, but he goes by Tex.
So, Dutch, I have a video. I said, Mitch, the Fedora one, if you could pull it up. This video is fun. This guy is going to explain to us the difference between... let me back up a little bit. He was getting made fun of because this gentleman likes to wear his fedora. And as we all know, fedoras in style. And I guess he was
multiple
getting...
Multiple or just one?
He has probably several.
People say it's in style. It's not.
Okay. Why don't we just watch the video? He's in a... Keep in mind, for those listening to the podcast, he is standing in front of a bathroom mirror. Okay?
Oh, this guy's fantastic.
Okay, go ahead, Mitch.
My hero.
Oh, it's a video selfie.
This video is for all you stupid fucking trolls and haters online saying hurtful things about Fedora. Well, guess what? They rule harder than you, dipshits.
Lower it a little bit, Mitch.
You don't fucking know anything about this hat, idiots.
Mitch, make him stop zooming in and out. It's awkward.
Frankly, I don't like how
he's Hitchcock. He's doing dolly moves in and out like Hitchcock. He's got jump cuts all over. He's a fucking filmmaking master.
You couldn't even wear a fedora if your life's dependent.
Why did he pick one for this video that's the same color as everything else? Makes him look like he's wearing a nipple on.
Hey, Mitch, why don't you back it up and start it again so we can actually hear it now that everyone's made their comment. Thanks.
Mean and hurtful things about fedoras. Well, guess what? They rule harder than you, dipshits. You don't fucking know anything about this hat, idiots. Quite frankly, I just think you're jealous-ass haters because you couldn't even pull off this look.
Uh-oh.
If you couldn't even wear a fedora if your life's dependent on it, because you know what?
Life?
It's class, and class is for men and swag is for boys.
He's talking specifically
but you wouldn't know
cats.
Shit about that, fucking haters. This hat is for what cool people wear, and you can't figure it out. You sit there online on your fucking websites and you say bullshit about it.
It's
but
true.
Guess what? It's just a hat and you're not even cool enough to wear it. So next time you think before you do trolling.
He shot up his school the very next day.
Do a little bit of thinking, if that's even possible for you, to think before you do fucking hating on fedoras. They're just a hat and you're just a stupid swag idiot. You think swag is so cool. Well, guess what? It's for boys, and class is for men. This is class.
It is.
That's all I got to say to you stupid-ass haters and bullshit bully trolls. You don't know shit. You don't know fashion. You don't know anything about this world if you keep saying bullshit jokes. I know you're just trying to be stupid and ass funny, but it's not fucking funny.
Dutch,
watch it. Offline if you're gonna keep saying this bullshit. Keep spouting it out of your stupid ass keyboards that probably aren't even mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, log off, idiots. You don't know shit. Mm-hmm. You're stupid swag. Mm-hmm. You don't know shit, and I dare you to say one more fucking joke, and I'll slit your throat neck.
My throat.
Anyway, that's it, haters. Oh, see you later, fucking idiots.
I feel
Cloverfield 2 looks terrible.
I feel like he just shut everyone down and no one had a comment to say back to him.
Yeah, that rocking doesn't mean he's a crazy person. Mitch, are you wearing a fedora?
Of course I am.
Are they for...
wouldn't I?
Where's your middle finger? Did the middle
right
finger?
Here.
There it is.
No, you're doing it the way. You're not doing it the way.
Oh, I got to move the camera.
No, he has the...
Stop. I'm getting dizzy, Mitch. Stop it.
Don't do that.
I just got over being car sick from him. Don't do it now.
God damn it, Mitch.
Oh my God.
Hey, Dutch.
Oh, I have one of those.
Swag is for boys.
Dude, he didn't write anything out or even plan what he was going to say ahead of time. He basically said the same five things over and in different ways. It was just,
you're just being a fucking hater. You don't understand.
People who refer to other people as haters, it's like...
You're a hater,
bro.
You're
a 16-year-old girl. Like,
you're
what's
a
wrong
hater.
With you?
I'm going to slit your throat neck. Stop. Oh, Marie has a
your throat neck, yes.
Yo, guys, what's up?
I'm going to punch your cheek face.
Put your cheek face.
Yo, haters, what's up?
Oh, Marie's killing
my
it.
My fist knuckle.
Whoop, whoop.
And they kick you with my foot toe.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to rape you with my knuckle hand.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm going to make a fist. Basically, then I'm going to put my knuckles in your face hole.
You just had a rape around it.
And I'm just going to punch it, you know? Because I have this hat and you don't.
Where did you find this clown, by the way?
I don't know. It was a video. I don't know. Just someone.
Was it going viral?
I don't know how many views it had.
Did he think that people? Okay, so he's probably getting trolled before this. Did he think that that was going to stop them?
I think it did. I think it did. You're okay. Saying it didn't stop them? I think they're done. I think all the haters are dead.
They're all dead.
I'm not much of a troller, but like watching that video makes me want to verbally abuse.
You know
this
why
guy.
Though, Dutch? Because swag is for boys. In class is for men.
I was a really big fan of bullying, but I feel I need to bully him.
But now I am.
I feel like I need to bully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this guy's huge, turning
that,
people into
people
bullies.
People like that need to be bullied.
Yeah.
You made me do this. Yeah. I didn't want to.
But come on, you can't.
You made me this way. God damn it!
I learned it from watching you.
Forget the hat. The hat's not even the worst part. It's his fucking Steve Harvey suit that he's wearing.
It's his face. It's his comebacks. It's his insults. And everything about that guy just sucks.
His fedora doesn't even match his suit. Like he just
it doesn't.
He's just wearing a hat. You know when a little kid tries on hats at like Disney? That's what he was doing. Like it doesn't even match. You look like a dick, you fedora asshole.
Yo, suck, guys. Check this fedora out. It's all class. God.
What a miracle.
Didn't even match.
But God. I feel like he had some really good, insightful points.
You think so?
And he executed them flawlessly.
No, he didn't.
No, he did. Like the whole, you know, fedoras are cool point.
They are.
And haters gonna hate.
They're gonna hate.
And they should shake it off.
Mm-hmm. Marie.
I like the point where he ran out of steam and then just went back to saying, "You're fucking haters. Don't like my fedora."
He ran out of steam like three times. That's like a locomotive not being able to start.
Yeah, but that's why he was swaying.
Like
back
the car battery is dead, but it's a locomotive just no steam.
Well, that's why my favorite Wu-Tang song is "Protect Your Throat Neck," because like you know it's hard as fuck. Just like
your
him,
throat neck,
fucking throat neck. But you know what, Dutch? The best part is he posted it. Like he could have done another take.
Exactly. That was my
he
point.
Looked at it and he goes. Perfect.
Nailed
fucking
it.
I was going to say, like, any of us who've ever posted any videos, do you watch it at least once just to double check? And
ten times.
Of
course. Times. Of ten course. Times.
Nailed it.
At the very least, he was like, nope, good. Mm-hmm. Boom. Nailed it. Got it.
I'm not even going to watch it. I
he's probably
it perfect.
So busy checking out his sweet fedora, and he was like, yeah, my fedora looks good sweet, point. Like, the whole time.
And then he's probably
he was like checking out his cool moves. No, this isn't disorientating at all.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, me rocking back and forth like a psychopath isn't going to throw anyone off.
Yeah, fucking Michael J. Fox taking a selfie. You want to relax a little bit because you're really.
I like to think that he was like walking home or he was at school or whatever, and he got made fun of, and he fucking marched into his house directly into his bathroom, took that fucking video. Was like, send, yes, cut, print, yes.
Not now,
I'll
Mom.
Show them all.
Not
and
now,
then
Mom.
It just backfired and he committed suicide.
Shut up, Mom. I don't want to eat dinner right
I'm
now.
I'm recording a video.
I will come downstairs in a minute. Stop. No.
He was
Mom.
I mean, I don't hope that he committed suicide.
Look at
I just
no.
feel like that
fedora
might be what
I'm wearing.
Happens.
He was most likely wearing the fedora all day. He was most likely made fun of throughout the entire day. Never had a comeback in front of the people's faces that were making fun of him. Bottled up all of his emotions and saved it for as soon as he got home.
But
and still didn't have a comeback.
You know, he's been telling his mom for weeks about how like men have class and swag.
I don't understand why girls don't like me. I'm such a nice guy. It's not because you're a nice guy. It's because you fucking shake back and forth and give him a 1,000-yard stare. You crazy person. You fucking nut.
Wait, me or him?
No, you. Not you.
Also
not
you.
Not you.
Though, D, I may have to say that could have been his best take. He may have had that's worse true. Ones.
He was just so upset.
Why was he fucking dressed like the bad guy? Like Ted Knight from Caddyshack. Why was he dressing the bad guy for Caddyshack?
The suit didn't fit right.
It's
nothing
weird.
It's like, the only suit he had.
That's class.
He looks like he
was at a boat show. Uh-huh. And he got made fun of for his fucking hat. He went home. Made a video, boom.
Wait a minute.
He stole Scrooge McDuck's blazer and he's fucking rocking it like hard as fuck.
If you are getting made fun of at a boat show for what you're wearing, then you're an asshole. You're
a problem.
And they're only supposed to wear like captain hats, and only if you're then own a boat. Otherwise, you don't get to wear a hat.
What if you wear a fedora?
It's in the rules.
What if you dress up as a pirate on Talk Like a Pirate Day and go to a boat show?
God, talk like a make up a holiday because we're bored.
What if you're just an asshole?
What if?
Oh my God, what do you mean make up a holiday? No, aren't you excited? Royce, you tell me you're not excited for tomorrow because it's Cherry Jubilee Day.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah.
National Cherry Jubilee Day.
Celebrate Jubilee X-Men.
Why do you know this?
Why doesn't
because
he?
Because who does it? Aren't you excited for National Cherry Jubilee Day?
I don't
Day?
Even know what a Cherry Jubilee is.
Ice cream.
How did you celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day, Dutch?
Cherry's Jubilee. It's the ice cream. Now, Dutch, I know exactly why.
No, how did you celebrate it? I'll tell you how I celebrated it.
That's not a real thing.
Raped three women. Whoa. Pillaged the village.
How? What? When?
Act Like a Pirate Day, right?
Okay.
So I did that.
So why not?
It was good.
Are you for real? There's a Talk Like a Pirate. That's a national holiday.
Yes, it's been that way for several years.
That's good.
And the reason why Mitch knows about Cherry's Jubilee Day is because every day that it's, or every year when you see Talk Like a Pirate Day, everyone else will Google what are the other retarded holidays that are going to come up after this one. Could you forget?
Well, yesterday was White Chocolate Day,
White Power Day.
When is Steak and a Blowjob Day?
Oh, actually, you know what? Today
that's Valentine's reverse, isn't it?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't believe I actually totally forgot about this. I totally forgot about this, but today is Restless Legs Awareness Day.
Oh, I have those.
You have restless legs?
Yes.
It's very odd.
I'm aware of your restless legs.
How do things become holidays?
It's also Checkers Day.
What? No, really.
Checkers? The fast food?
Yeah, they have delicious fries.
We need to make a holiday. We need to make like a Cumberbatch Day or something like that.
More like Radio Day?
How do you make a holiday? How does it happen? Who do you talk to? Do you have to talk to Phil Holiday?
Someone has to die.
No, that's no problem. That's
Sean.
Sean.
What?
Sean.
We can't just nominate Sean to die.
Can you give me a couple years? Jesus.
We got to kill Sean and then we can make Sean Day.
Also, September is piano month. And it's also chicken month.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Is this for the state of Minnesota or the nation?
No, this is the nation. These are national holidays, national days of the year.
I'm moving to Australia. This is ridiculous.
Oh, good. Then tomorrow,
of course, they're not real.
That you all have to do on the anniversary of my death every year. It has to be something ridiculous.
Oh, I'm so writing an idea like that in my will.
Breast implants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can't fill them like we can.
Everyone has to have the same size breasts that I have when I die.
Oh, what? July 24th, my birthday is drive-thru day.
Oh, yeah?
For one day, drive-thru day encourages you to live in the wild side, forget about buying locally sourced produce, and buy drive-thru food.
My birthday is bring your teddy bear to work day.
Really?
Yes.
Teddy bear?
My teddy bear.
Well, that's really hard for you, Sean. You don't have a job.
Well, no,
well,
it's
I can
fine
bring it to Hippo Juice this
No, it's
this
fine because he lives with Royce, and Royce is his teddy bear.
Yeah, Royce is my bear.
Aww.
And I'm
in case you were wondering, Friday. In case you were wondering, Friday is Hug a Vegetarian Day.
July 4th.
I'm going to if anybody mentions that they're a vegetarian, I'm going to physically hit them.
Dutch.
Just because of that day.
I don't think that's what it's
that fucking angers me. I'm mad now.
Dutch, July 14th is International Town Criers Day, where apparently they celebrate the people that used to yell in the old central town.
Wait a second.
I don't know if I'm
more hear ye, hear ye.
Time out. I don't know if I'm more weirded out by that holiday or the fact that you remember my birthday.
No, we
because I don't know yours.
It's 24th. It's 10 days away from yours.
Yeah.
Oh.
We talked about it on air.
Ooh, my birthday.
You promised you'd always remember and never forget.
I bought you a present.
My birthday is also World Plumbing Day.
You have a tattooed on the back of your hand.
I know.
Come on, Dutch.
Guys, my birthday. My birthday is also World Plumbing Day.
Really?
All right.
I feel like we missed out a couple weeks ago.
I'll snake your drain.
All right.
December 25th is something called Christmas. What the fuck's that bullshit?
Can we get that done? Can we? Because it seems like it doesn't take a whole lot to make a holiday. Should we?
No, you just have to be one asshole and you can make your own.
Exactly. Let's see what we can do.
Abductions Day. That sucks.
let me see what we can do as far, or let's all of us see what we can do as far as, maybe it's an individual state thing, or maybe it's a national thing. Even if, like, we can get it, you know, MLR Day in Idaho, I'd be happy. As long as we get a day named after us.
I feel like all the days of the year have already been taken by something.
No, not all of them. There's got to be a 9/11. Well, that's my... Can we make 9/11 MLR Day?
No one would ever forget.
9/11. Come on, guys. Make 9/11 mean something again.
No.
What?
It says...
It can't mean something again.
It says...
We just got fired from America, Royce.
Oh, my God. You know the funny part is...
No. We're expatriates now, an accident.
It's no news.
Hold on. September 11th...
We just got...
September 11th is actually, and this is not a joke, look it up on the website, daysoftheyear.com. No news is good news day. That's swear to God, September 11th.
Take
a break. It's also Hot Cross Bun Day.
It is.
We missed out like a couple days before September 11th, Salami Day. How do you know?
Well, actually, the 3rd, September 3rd is Skyscraper Day.
Oh, Skynet
Day. And also the last day is Patriot Day, and also Inside Job Day is September 11th.
What's March 20th?
March 20th,
420. Guys, guess what my birthday is.
That would be 320.
Oh, right.
It's National Coming Out Day.
What?
Yeah. October 11th, I'll be coming out as gay.
No.
420 is Chinese Language Day, I'll have you know.
No, 320.
I already said, I don't care.
I am.
320 is Ravioli Day.
For your birthday.
Ravioli Day.
I care, D.
Ravioli Day. That's a good day to have.
It's not a good day.
Ravioli still
is not.
Better than plumbing. Be
it's also French Bread Day, Kiss Your Fiance Day, Won't You
Gay. Well, those are all better than ravioli.
Why, I don't know.
What are you trying to say with ravioli?
I don't know why I led with ravioli. It's also Snowman Burning Day, which is a real day, apparently. It's odd. What
Kiss
is
Your Fiance?
Kiss Your Fiance kidding, right? Day.
Snowman Burning Day marks the change in seasons and the transition from
why
winter
would
into spring.
Why you burn your snowman?
Burn all the snowman.
That's horrifying.
Can we go back?
We must kill Father Christmas.
Can we go back to Kiss Fiance Day? Because I feel like that fiancés are a really short amount of time to ever have one. So you have to find someone else's fiance to kiss on that day if you don't have one during day.
Can we make it Kiss Beyonce Day?
Kiss Beyonce Day does
March
sound better.
March 20th is also Proposal Day.
I don't want Jay-Z to punch me.
And March 20th is International Day of Happiness.
He won't do that. He's old.
Ew! March 23rd is Melba Toast Day? What a shitty day!
What is Melba Toast?
That terrible Melba white toast. Tasteless toast?
Ew.
Like, it tastes like nothing.
Yeah. Why does it get its own day?
Oh.
Because it's special.
This is terrible. Why are there all these days?
I don't know.
Seems like they have a multiple things on certain days, so can we pick a
day
and just...
I was going to say, that's just because people make shit up and they submit it. It's now a day now.
Yeah, I feel like it's the first asshole that gets the word out first is the one that gets the day.
Exactly. Let's be that asshole and get a day.
National Syphilis Day.
Like I said, we have plays. We have things. Okay, we can either do January 1st, December 25th, the last Thursday in November, 9/11, February 14th, or am
none
I missing
those,
one? October 31st.
Okay.
Is the whole getting a day thing like you have to have enough people's signatures for them? You know what I mean? Like, kind of like with the White House. Like,
because fucking
you have enough signatures in and then they actually have to address something.
Are you telling me they got enough signatures for March 9th to be False Teeth Day? I swear to God, presumably.
Okay, we have to have a day. No, I am not resting until we have a day.
I'm just saying we have one. I mean, you know, we other people have one. There's no reason for us not to have one.
Dutch, I don't believe that. I honestly think you're probably going to go to sleep tonight. I don't think you're going to stay up all night fighting for a day.
Well, I'm probably not going to sleep because of the circus that goes on in my head when I try to sleep. But on top of that...
You should probably work on that. Anyways, I agree.
The circumcision? I'm circumcised.
We know. You bring it up all the time for no reason.
What? Circumcision?
Like in other conversations. Like I'll be like, hey, Dutch, so what do you want to do for show? I'm fucking circumcised, bro.
Are
like,
you
all
not?
Right, I don't care.
Is it just me or is like the connection like really delayed tonight? Like I'll say something and you guys will react to it like 4 minutes later.
Tom Delaney?
I don't know. You sound fine to me.
It's
bitch.
Tom Delaney?
Maybe it's just my end.
Maybe it's just your butt. Maybe you have a shitty load.
Yeah, the load's not going to your end either.
June 29th is Waffle Iron Day.
Not
waffle
even iron. Waffles.
Waffle what?
Iron. The iron that makes waffles.
Oh my god!
You don't. Oh, and I wrote. It's also Log Cabin Day, but not the syrup. Actual log cabins.
Huh.
I feel like a group of assholes like us sat around and said we should get a waffle iron day.
But it's
what does it take to do that?
It's got to be something other than Millard. It has to be a thing. It has to be like National fucking Toothpick Day or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that doesn't exist.
Cumberbatching Day.
I guess, but...
That's going to be a moment that people aren't going to... Because, I mean, no one Tebow's anymore. No one Taylor Swift's anymore.
On pure principle.
No, you don't.
I've never seen you Tebow.
I Tebow all the fucking time.
He has his own TV show now. You see him all the time. We've never once done it.
No, you Tebow.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. If anybody has an idea of what we can do to put our stamp on a day, something that, like, you know it's MLR, because we can't just say MLR.
How about National Rape a Walrus Day?
I like it.
You know what? I want to give 360 on 420 a bone. You know,
Walrus reminded you of 360 on 420?
Yes.
Just trying to have my day, man. Show?
Just no. Trying to eat some fish, man.
I was going to say,
try to bone Marie, man.
Let him have a dead baby's day.
I'm trying to have dead
babies.
What
about
man.
Dead baby day? It's not bad.
They've been trying dead babies for years.
They have.
What's the point of the dead baby thing? I still haven't figured out why
no
that's
clue,
the moniker.
But they try so hard.
Abortions.
I know, they do. And it's never really caught on.
They try, and it's.
But what is it? Like, what's the. Is there a history? Yeah. Does anybody know?
But what are electrolytes?
It's what plants crave.
It's what plants crave.
They're in the computer.
Brondo has what plants crave.
Brondo's got electrolytes.
It's what plants crave.
Oh, actually, I just thought of something else. National Fedora Day.
No.
I bet you it's already day. I bet you it's already day. Mitch, is National Fedora Day already day?
I hope not.
Let me look it up.
I will commit suicide right now.
I guarantee. Well.
If that's already a day, then we just have to pick a more ridiculous hat.
How about Friday, November 18th is National Fedora Day.
I hate myself.
God damn it. Is every holiday taken?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got one. National Pro IED Day.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Because I feel like that no one's going to be pro that
no,
in the U.S.
No one's going to be pro
it's
that.
It's not going to go over very well in the Middle East.
No, it auto-corrected to National Pride Day.
The troops
are also National Period Day.
Of period course. Day? National period day?
Yeah.
Period awareness, like female bleeding out the vag.
Yep, periods. I'm aware I have a period.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes, plus they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
You talk me into I feel like you can't even say anything, but I'm gonna have to say something. I have to say the best I feel about it. Like getting too graphic. I guess it's okay. Testicles. Penis. He had me. He licked his testicles and sucked his penis. There I said it. Okay? He talked me into it, and I did. It was disgusting. It felt like rubber to the penis. It was horrible. Okay? I'm not gay at all. But, my God. Stupid jerk had to make me do that. He didn't know either. He was young, too, but not as young as me. He's 4 years older than me. But, you know. I got that on my chest. You know, that was horrible. He made me do it. You know, not that he made me do it. He talked me into doing it, and I did it. Like a fool. Oh, then he did me. Oh, my God. He did me, too. I just remember. I hate memories. Don't you? He did, like, make the same for me. Yeah, it's all good. Well, I got it. And most of them didn't do what he got.
Dr.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Right there. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my god!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too. Hey, smokers.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
She had a bad experience with not Jessica, but another lady to wear, and the wax was way too hot, and it actually ripped off her skin, so she's been kind of terrified ever since then.
Don't tear it! Don't tear it!
Ah! It's all done. It's all done.
No, you tear it, though.
Yeah, but it's all done. See? Look how pretty it looks. That wasn't bad, was it? Okay, lay back.
Yes, it
lay
was.
Back.
No, no.
Just one more. I would like to say that beauty doesn't play a part in wedding pageants, but they're called beauty pageants for a reason.
And we're back. Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to give us a call. Or you can tweet us, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Shim Heil, whatever Sherry's is.
Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama. Hippo Juice Sean. More Like D.
Yay!
You got it.
Okay, I got it right this time. And am I missing anyone?
Did you say me?
Yeah. That was the second one I said.
I was putting my headphones back on underneath my fedora.
Yeah, you are wearing a fedora. I hate that.
Five fedora.
By the way, during the break, okay, so like this thing has been happening at the new place where I live. Like I'm in a condo now. We're on the second floor. And the floor above us, like, there's this older, like, retired cop guy that at least once a week, I hear him railing his either a girlfriend or wife. Like, I'm not sure who it is, but she's got like that smoker's voice. So it's like a, oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me harder. Yeah.
Dude,
right there.
It's one of those things where it's just like, my roommate and I cannot get enough. Brandon, come here real quick.
I hate your voice.
But here. Oh, by the way, everybody, this is Brandon. Say hi.
Hi, Brandon.
Here, sit
hi.
Down. Or grab it here. It's headphones. There's a mic. Sit down real quick. What happened the last time that you were out there?
Are you hot?
When did you get a roommate?
When I moved in. Hold on. Talk right into that mic.
All right.
Right in.
Can you guys hear him?
Yeah, but I can't see him, and he seems more attractive than you. So you put the
camera. Yeah, he's pretty cute, Dutch. You should put him back on.
Pull that off there.
And do you like him better than us?
Is he a creep? Is he like better than? Do you like him better than us, Dutch? Dutch.
I'd say no.
Right into that mic, buddy.
What's up, big boy? No. You look pretty cute.
I'm gonna ignore Dutch's affliction.
You want to hang out sometime?
he is gay, by the way. Just so you know.
Really? I don't care. All right.
No way to commit a hate crime, Mitch.
Yeah. Now I feel bad.
Come on, Mitch. Such an insensitive asshole.
Mitch is actually gay.
I'm trying to get beautiful Brandon in frame here, but my stupid mic boom's in the way.
Does that mean Brandon hates Dutch?
Probably.
Yeah, you don't find Dutch attractive, right?
Because he's much, no.
We were talking about this before, in the fact that I was telling him about the fact that gay dudes hate me, and he's just like, why?
Show my bear picture. I bet you he'll like my big bear.
Oh yeah.
Post it in the chat again. Somebody post the bear picture.
Well, you can't really see it in this down here. Hold on a second.
We'll post it in the chat. It's fine.
Here we go. We'll get the gay man's perspective as far as
Oh, I know I look good.
So anyways, so what was happening the last time you were out there?
Oh, last time I was out
there? Yeah, Smokey.
There I am. That's me.
You could hear him from outside on the deck. And I think she lost an earring on our porch.
Is that what she said? Oh, that's right. That just showed up.
How do you lose an earring over a porch?
That's Royce.
It was a rough night, to say the least.
Fucking Marie. They were fucking on the balcony.
I guess so, but I've never fucked so hard my earrings fell out.
Then you're not doing it right.
I guess not.
Now you have something to strive for.
I don't have dangly earrings, though. Oh, okay.
Oh, speaking of which, as far as Brandon, can I tell the cable guy story?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so when we first moved in or whatever, he had, you know, we had the cable guy coming over to, like, you know, get our TV fixed and, you know, installed and everything like that.
Fix your box.
And he was looking for, like, the, you know, the central box, whatever, like where the cable comes in. Yeah, I didn't mean, yeah. So we were trying to find where it was in the apartment, because I didn't really, you know, I was just new to the place and I didn't know where it was. And the one guy was like, usually it's like in the master bedroom closet. So I go into the closet and Brandon's toys were all out on a shelf displayed prominently.
Go ahead.
So I'm in there. And at the same time, I see the cable box that the guy needs. I'm just like, oh, hold on a second. So I grab a towel and just throw it over all of his random doodads that he has.
Don't mind these. These are just mine. I'm storing them in my roommate's room, though.
These are mine. These are not his. Not at all. They're mine.
I think doodads is a great way to describe gay sex toys.
Doodads.
You know, these doodads and thingamawhatsits.
Doodad. Doodad.
Dildo.
So, but yeah, that happened.
Did he see any of it, or did you cover it quickly?
Well, the thing is, like, I wasn't mortified, but I was still a little shocked because, like, I had just moved in, and I hadn't really, you know, I don't know, like, we had never really discussed that, oh, yeah, you're a degenerate, so am I, kind of thing. We hadn't had that conversation yet. So, so for me to see that, I was just like, oh, shit, the cable guy can't see this either, so I'm, like, throwing towels over.
Wait,
that did make me blush quite a bit after we got home at that talk.
Are you guys like friends before, or did you just find roommates?
We just kind of found each other. I mean, well, oddly enough, I know, it's beautiful.
Serendipity.
No,
you know what I love? I love that I thought Dutch was skinny, but Dutch is gay fat.
Yeah,
like he really is. He's gay fat. He's straight skinny, but he's gay fat. 100% gay fat.
But Yeah, no, we have a lot of mutual friends. Well, at least kids who we were at the high school with, that kind of thing. But yeah, so.
Well, that's interesting.
But
was it?
Have you guys ever had anything like that where you just had something laying out and you're like, oh, yeah, shit, I hope
yes. they don't see this. So we've told the story
we've
on air.
Told our story of the same exact thing where we had an AC issue on the upstairs and all of our sex toys were out by the bed.
And he was just checking the vents in the room.
But the only people in the house were me and Royce. Sean.
I was not home, and so he thought that they were those two guys' sex toys.
It was just me and Royce sitting in the living room, and then this guy goes upstairs.
And there were so many dildos.
There's just dildos all over the room. And yeah.
And a push pump of lube.
because
industrial strength.
Yeah, sometimes you need a lot of lube.
Hold on, like you had like where you would like, you know, just regular like dish soap, kind of like a push pump.
Yeah, push down.
It's easier.
I didn't even know they made that.
It's like,
yes,
that
they
way.
Make that. Of course they make that. How do you not know that?
Yeah.
Well, I can see why they
and
would.
It's water-based, so it's fine for the anal canal.
It
I know you
frees
were thinking
up
about
a
it.
Hand. Because then you could just, you know,
and
use your thumb.
It opens up a butt. Yeah. It frees up a hand and opens up a butt.
It's totally cool.
You know
cool.
what they say? When God closes one vagina, he opens another butthole. And I've always said that, and I follow that to this day.
When did you ever say that?
Just like right now.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
I just made it up right now.
I'll give you that.
But it's going to catch on.
So what are we doing? Butt stuff?
I mean, if you want. Dutch, speaking of butt stuff.
Yes.
I have this video. It's called Cowboy Hip Hop.
It's called Butt Stuff.
Mitch, if you could pull it up. It's called Cowboy Hip Hop, and it was in the 90s.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So, Dutch, what are the best two things in the world? You're right.
Bill Smith and Ghostbusters.
No. You're close. Line dancing and urban dancing.
That was my second guess.
I know. Well, Dutch, let's put it up here. This lady here who happens to have Scram's haircut is...
Why? Wait, does she have Scram's haircut or does Scram's have her haircut?
That might be Scram's mom. So Scram's mom here is going to show us cowboy hip hop. You know what? Why don't we just play? There's nothing needed. Just play it, Mitch.
Hi, I'm Diane Horner. And
you can turn up a bit.
Country hip hop, the newest trend in country line dancing. We've seen this hip hop dancing all over the United States and Canada as we've been touring.
We have.
Now let's meet our hip hop dancers.
Oh, I can't wait.
Heidi.
Why can't you
TJ.
See your shoulders?
Oh, check
that. Susan. Jamie.
They are smooth.
I love Jamie!
Oh, catch Jamie, I love the sentence.
Let's do some great hip-hop dancing. Vaudeville.
Vaudeville.
Two steps, running man. Twist. Running man. Twist. Scissors.
Scissors.
Jump. Pigeon.
Pigeon, here it comes. Here comes a pigeon.
Window washer.
Washer, here it comes.
Basketball.
She's going too fast. I don't know.
Big slide. Use that left.
I don't know any of these moves.
That's jamming. My favorite card uses
what?
That's jamming. No. If you thought you knew what jamming was,
first,
that's jamming.
Let's practice the running man. This
the
is the country
man.
Version.
Here, guys. Use
of the running,
running
man.
Look
that's
at
the
running
cowboy
man.
Hip-hop. The cowboy 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 hip-hop.
That's terrifying.
The entire
wait, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Cowboy hip hop. This is cowboy hip hop. Now you know the cowboy hip hop. You're ready to try the hip hop.
You're ready to try the hip hop.
Go out
the hip hop.
In, out, in, out. Chug.
That is not hip hop at all.
You can even
you
have your shoulders.
Her home improvement hair is really bothering me.
Home improvement hair.
I want to learn this dance, guys.
Leave Jonathan Taylor Thomas's mom alone. She's trying hard.
And a variation on the Roger Rabbit. Moving back.
Oh my God.
And sliding forward.
Is she wearing two shorts?
What year is this from?
What's this slide?
2013.
Now as you get comfortable, start having fun with it.
Oh, okay.
Kick. And that step on both sides of the body will develop lots of coordination. Oh, that's great! This is jamming.
Bitch, can you lower it a little?
That's it. The hip hop.
The same.
You know who it is.
Okay.
I have a question.
That was loud.
Yeah.
Why did she need to introduce the dancers?
Oh, because how else are you going to know how cool Jamie is?
How are you not going to know?
That's a really dumb question, Dutch.
Dumb. If you get a dumb question, you get a dumb answer. Duh.
Her fucking bowl haircut is enraging.
Her bowl haircut's amazing.
I would just like to say, from what I saw, it seems like as if they normally are pretty good dancers, but with the worst dance moves in the history of dance moves.
Western Echo has a good point. Is all Roy's been doing lately is browsing the web for the absolute gayest dance videos ever? No.
Yes.
It just turns out that that YouTube knows my browser history, so it just generates them by themselves and sends them to me every morning. So, joke's on you. And yes, I've also been looking for gay dance videos.
That's what happens when you look at a lot of gay porn. Yeah.
Do you know what year that was from?
I want to say early 90s. I don't know exactly. I think early 90s. So.
Early 90s?
Oh. Yeah, it looks like 1992.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I would imagine.
Are you ready to do some cowboy hip hop?
No.
Did you study the moves? Did you get them?
Out, in, out, in, out, in.
Window washer, microwave.
We'll do the modified running man.
Yeah, we're going to. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You got to add the slide at the end.
Yeah, you got to throw some twang.
The Roger Rabbit. Mm-hmm.
Throw some twang. Just like the Roger
Rabbit. Slide.
The Roger Rabbit. Well, I guess the Roger Rabbit is no better than the ham sandwich.
Go ahead and go.
Go ahead and go.
Thank you.
You know, we really like the beats of hip hop, but we just don't like the black people, so we decided to make our own.
I don't think you can say that.
Cowboy hip hop, urban dancing for the whites.
If you don't feel comfortable going to one of those hip hop places, you just come on down to the country town.
That was awful.
Was it? Oh, I want to come on down to the
I don't
country
know why
town.
Her hair bothered me so much.
Her hair was great. I was think not her hair great. Was great. Her hair looked like the photo of a nuclear explosion.
She looked like she uses Vidal Sassoon.
She looks like she should be a character in Mario Kart.
You're right. Oh, she looks like Toad. Hey, does. Bitch, the cowboy princess is in the other castle.
It was.
Oh, boy.
Cowboy hip hop.
I didn't like the fringe on her vest.
I loved it. That's all I could say about was she had 16 pairs of shorts on.
She had so many layers.
I kind of want to fuck her now.
Why did she have so many pairs of shorts on?
Because she had
really creepy, intense eyes, too.
The thing is, she has something called ice femurs, where her upper legs get really cold, and she has to wear multiple shorts, but her ankles, she has what you call hot ankles, so she has to wear shorts all the time. It's a really rare condition. Cowboy hip hop.
It's actually not a condition. She's just addicted to Icy Hot.
Cowboy hip hop.
It's just two things that you really don't need to mix together.
Her haircut reminded me of Tasha Yar from Star Trek. Does anyone get the reference?
I got you.
No.
Who's what?
Oh God, I got it. It's pretty good. It's a Star Trek.
It's
reference.
Deep.
I don't understand what music you would be dancing to with cowboy hip hop. Is it cowboy music that you're doing hip hop dances?
It's you're line dancing, but with a hip hop twist.
So there's no hip hop allowed except in dance.
Well, no. There's no African Americans allowed in the fucking bar.
Language. Yeah.
They're not. No, seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my God! Oh, you can buy cowboy hip hop on Amazon for $4.49 on VHS.
That's too expensive.
$9.99. Do you have one of those cool VHS throwback
machines? We have to get that and give it out as a prize.
So does anyone have a VHS machine so I could transfer it to my computer?
I think I have a reel-to-reel.
I need all of this.
Now, what does VHS stand for?
Broken Link.
Video Mitch. Hot Sex. Not many people know that. The porn industry founded it.
That's what I use my videotapes for.
Video hot sex.
Video hot sex.
You know, I was actually reading something at work the other day where they specified it was a portable document format instead of saying PDF, and I wanted to punch my
Marie,
computer.
Maybe those kids would have done better, or those people would have done better, if they would have seen the kid's guide to the internet when they were younger, because Mitch, if you could pull this video up, this is exciting for me, because the one thing that I care about the most...
Royce is so happy about this.
The one
utter
thing
nonsense.
I care about the most...
Is the kids?
Is teaching... Because, you know, trick little kids.
No, he's not trick daddy.
Trick little kids.
He's not...
Hey, Sean, quick, ask me if these are Bugle Boy jeans I'm wearing.
Are they Bugle Boy jeans?
Hell no! You know they polo!
First of all, they're Nike.
So, this video is Kids shorts. Guide to the Internet.
They're shorts.
Mitch, do you get to start playing it? Because I don't need to explain
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah.
Do we know what year...
8,095, I believe, is what the video. I think the video says it somewhere.
94.
Windows 95 came out.
Yeah, there you go. We're on 95.
Okay, Windows 3.1.
Hit play. It's exciting. It's very exciting. Diamond Entertainment Corporation, guys, my favorite of all educational video makers. It just looks like the old Dick logo, you know, Dick. at the end of the show.
Adjust your VCR for tracking.
Okay. What?
Hold on. Mitch, adjust your VCR for tracking.
You haven't adjusted it yet, Mitch.
Mitch.
Mitch!
No,
it's too late. We're already on the
screen. You went too far. You went too far. Go back.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet. Cyberspace set free. Virtual reality. Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online. Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Bitch, pause.
Pause. Okay, first off, Mitch, just a little bit. And Dutch, just so you know, I as your friend, got this on my board as soon as I heard it.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
It's not
the way she says net.
Guys.
Net. Internet.
Net. Did she say sex free?
Sex free.
Yeah, I heard sex free. Yeah.
Why?
You want to back it up a bit?
Way to be when you're on the internet.
No.
Can somebody tell me what a techno set is?
Yeah, it's when Moby plays.
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
Why?
What are you, a played out noob?
Yeah. Duh. Everyone knows that.
Moby.
Bro, ever been to Coachella?
Wrong, I love how Moby's the first name
you Fat Wobbles. All right, hey, back to the video.
Look at that.
Jameson family.
The pan flute, hey, bro.
Not many people know Peruvians did the entire soundtrack. That's why there's so much pan flute.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends, Andrew and Lisa, the basics of the internet. And we thought
that kid is wearing so much pant.
Now it's too low, Mitch. Turn it up a bit.
On a computer. I got the whole family involved.
It's true. Everybody had their own tasks to do.
It was a lot of work, but it was really worth it.
A lot of jacking off.
Now that I've gotten on the internet, I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
I got
it's
so
really
mad
cool.
I punched my wife.
The internet gave us a whole world of exciting new possibilities.
I would have punched him in the face.
So I guess this is a story of how it changed our lives.
Okay, stop for a second.
Maybe it will yours.
Speaking of home improvement haircuts.
I miss when my hair was like that.
When I get on the internet, I normally go to check my WoW character. And after that, I download my Dungeons & Dragons manual, which takes a while because we pay per minute with AOL.
I'm a huge fan of AOL chat rooms where people will say they send each other pictures, but I just take theirs and never send it to them.
And keep an eye out, Dutch, because there's an Easter egg coming up. You might see Netscape Navigator.
That's catfishing, bro. You got catfish.
Does
he has a crooked ears.
Yeah.
Hey, Rush, ASL.
Does this kid, is this kid's color shirt held up with a zipper?
Yeah, yes. He's a zipper collar shirt.
Oh my God, he's a zipper collar shirt!
That's
how it was done in the 90s,
1994
bro.
Was
no,
very...
It's not.
Yes, it is!
I had that same exact shirt,
same exact haircut. It was. That's 1994, I can tell you.
Oh my God.
Okay, push play, Mitch.
Two, with the kid's guide to the internet.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set.
You're going surfing on the internet.
As Rich told you, we installed the internet on our computer just
really?
A short time
my
ago.
Boobs.
And I haven't
my
been able
boobs.
To get the kids
Nine.
Off it ever since.
Not only do they play the typical computer games that all the kids enjoy, but their curiosity
their
for learning has
skyrocketed.
Their computer's
just in the middle of the living room?
Peter Minecraft? Is constantly quoting sports statistics, and he can tell you the best surfing spots around the globe.
Not to mention the improvement in Peter's grades.
Or
Josh's, too.
Ex-hamster.
Having the internet in our home has had a great impact on
not
our lives.
She has vampire teeth.
He has a Josh lot more Mark. Scars on his dick
and
than he did before.
And half the time it used to take Whoa. Me. And the kids are improving in their grades and the communication.
I kind of want to fuck that mom.
Hold on, I just need to, I have to pause, I have to go back, look at her fucking teeth.
Okay, you got
they
it.
They look like, look at that.
Ah!
She has vampire teeth.
She looks drunk.
You know who I got these scars? Relax, Joker. Calm down. Holy crap. All right, you get pretty.
It makes me happy, as I would sure.
Oh my God, it's Bizarro Dick Van Dyke.
Don't worry, though, it's still cool. The program is by kids for
by curious.
Kids,
by curious.
It's not just for boys either. You'll learn how the net can entertain
There's
you.
A net? What does that mean?
That kid needs to
meet new people. And at the end of the tape, I'll be back to tell you how to safeguard your computer
Took
so that you can reduce
kidding.
Your concerns about the kinds of websites your children can visit.
Yeah, because there's no
Never
way to get around
too
that.
Careful.
And to help out if requested, though I doubt she'll be asked.
So Mom, let's
how do
get
I
underway.
This
yeah.
Take a spin, now you're in
yes.
with the techno
yes.
set. You're going surfing See on that. The internet.
Yahooligans?
Yeah,
what's everyone up
yeah,
to
today?
Dutch, I'm glad.
What'd you see there?
Yahooligans?
I'm glad you brought up Yahooligans because that's the first site they go to, I swear to God. You don't need to back up, Mitch, because they're about to go to Yahooligans. I swear.
Oh, they're going to go to it. Oh, okay.
Press play. Wait,
what is that?
Yahooligans.
Just go.
Just press play. It's Yahoo for kids. Exactly. Yahoo for kids.
You know, I've been able to read some of my favorite cooking magazines.
Wow, he allows her to read?
I've gotten some great gardening tips, too.
No wonder you guys are always so busy on the computer.
You're going surfing on the internet. Oh my
God. My jerk off time.
Hi guys. Dad's just leaving and mom said
so many stripes.
All to ourselves. What's up?
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Jameson.
Oh my mom, we were just stopped by after pollinating the neighborhood.
Stop for a second. Because that's fucking hilarious. That's pollinating the neighborhood.
She's dressed like a bumblebee.
They're both dressed like bees. Look at this little Hispanic. Look at these little Hispanic bees.
Aww.
Oh, poor Paco.
Hola.
I think they look more Jewish than Hispanic.
Whatever. Press play.
Yeah, same thing.
But look at her big Jew boobs.
Even though we know that's what you really want to pull
out. I'll tell you what, I'll call her. Now, you make sure Dasha and Peter should
they forced all of us to wear tan.
And not okay.
See, we have a lot of khakis.
Bye.
Yeah, okay. Yes, the sign of the
just get to the internet already.
Okay, guys, the first thing that you need to know is that the internet is amazing, and it's changing
and
every day.
And the bangs are hiding the scar that my father put in the center of my forehead.
TV shows have them.
I'm like Harry Potter before it was Harry Potter.
What's a webpage? Something dumb.
What's a webpage?
Wait, back it up.
Here's the joke. I didn't know this was going to be a comedy
special. Listen to
the
joke. Mitch, turn up a little bit. Let's hear the joke. Go ahead.
Wait, walk okay,
press
over.
Play. Funny. Press play.
Online yourselves. You'll start seeing web pages everywhere. TV shows have them, schools, Disney World, even the White House. What's a web page? Something ducks walk on?
Aha! Aha!
That was so funny.
I don't even... Hold on. So pause.
He should have said spider.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Web page, something... Since when do webs walk... Or ducks walk
web on ducks? Web
webs walk on ducks. We all know that. I'm talking
about... Yeah, is that something spiders walk on would have made way more sense.
Way more sense.
Stupid kid.
Dumbass kids. They don't even know that search engine spider webs. No. It's all based off of stupid spiders and webs.
What I'm obsessed about in this video, too, is how many times... They screw up and they go, no, keep the take. It's fine. Like, there's so many things that were just, you're going to keep it? You're keeping that. You're keeping that
it's
take.
It's good.
All right, keep
I'm sorry
going.
For we'll
fix it in post.
It's okay. It's fine. Go
we'll
ahead.
We'll fix it in post.
These dumb
what
kids.
A Yahooligan.
Yeah, they're going to go to Yahooligan. What a little Yahooligan. Go ahead, press play.
I hope he kills
persuade their parents about the internet with some important facts.
Good idea, Peter, but where do we start?
Let's start up, with cut. The basics first. There are three important services you can access on the internet.
Porn,
surfing
porn,
the World
porn.
Wide Web.
Surfing? That sounds pretty cool already.
And we're done interrupt. Go on, Peter. Then there are news groups.
Shut the fuck up, kid.
Shut up, you stupid.
Fuck up, Andrew.
Stupid little ass.
Really neat. My cousin has a pen pal in Sweden, and they write
and
back and forth,
him.
And it transmits right away and doesn't cost anything.
They put their...
Yeah, you can even talk with people all over the world on chat lines.
What are chat lines?
Chess games and stuff like that, too?
Yup, they got more stuff than you can imagine.
Yeah.
So, where should we start?
X-Hamster.
Yes, the song!
Let's start with web pages.
No.
So first, you need to know that everything on the internet has an address.
Ducks walk
and
on.
All web addresses start with http://.
Oh, I hope
then
that's
to access the World Wide Web, you
yeah,
type in www.
World Wide Web.
Shh. Netscape Navigator, yo.
Lion Child.
And the next thing you'll type will be specific, directing you to a particular
MTV.
Website,
com.
Like
what
MTV.
What's MTV?
Or you can just circumnet using a search engine to help you locate information on any topic you can think of.
For instance, I used the World Wide Web to search the archives of the Smithsonian Museum a few weeks ago.
What a nerd!
I also had to do a
research
about the Wright brothers for a history assignment.
He was on.
Can you show us what you found?
Dude, he was on X-Hamster.
Oh.
He was jacking it.
I only go to the Smithsonian Swimsuit Edition.
Is that a thing?
I think.
Hold on.
Remember that when you actually had to know the exact address, otherwise you would never get there?
Not true. I would use Excite.
Oh, was that like an early search engine?
Yeah, man.
I dogpile everything.
I dogpiled everything all day.
Lycos was the best for the images, though.
Yeah, it was.
I really appreciate these real world examples of web pages.
Look at those graphics.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that the first plane the Wright brothers flew?
No, you fucking idiot.
They call her the Kitty Hawk.
Yeah,
that means we could visit most any museum in the world without even leaving home? Not just museums.
Oh, my God.
Anywhere on the net and access resources from around
She's
the corner.
She's not reading.
Look at her dead eyes. She's seen a lot of porn.
Oh, that's crazy. So where else can we go?
Want to write a letter to President Clinton?
No!
Yes.
I bet he would.
Let's tell him how much we love the internet and that he should try to get more computers.
Thank you, President Clinton, for letting Al Gore invent the internet. I love you.
Whitehouse.com. Go there.
Everybody go.
Oh, my God. I remember when I made that mistake.
Does the White House webpage have animated GIFs of the flag flying?
Yes.
Nice.
Look at that.
Am I the only one who went to whitehouse.com?
No, I did.
Look at porn so your parents wouldn't see it?
No, of course.
It seems more real. Like we're there. Is this like sending email?
Shut the fuck up, Bumblebee.
Buzz off, B.
President. I can't spell.
You nerd. And how about a comma?
It doesn't have spell check.
Our friends, Lisa and Andrew.
Your sister's named after a dog.
Why are you breaking after every short sentence?
Whoa, he types fast.
Type that fast.
Whoa.
Dasha.
Wow, that's really neat. But how can we get the internet?
Wow, why is
the
computer in the middle of the room? And where's it plugged into?
On the internet.
How Dad said we should start with the basics first.
They didn't
that's
use
true.
One emoji.
Well, to get
winky
started,
face
you'll need to get
or
connected to the internet. You do
this
that.
This is pre-low, bro.
Internet service
this
provider.
Is pre-low, guys.
The internet service provider. What's that?
What the fuck is that,
the
wizards?
That connects you to the internet through special super high speed lines.
What? How fast? 56K?
The easiest way is to use an online service provider.
What's that?
They give you free disk to
America
install, and it only
online,
takes a few
eh?
Minutes until you're online.
And we can do it
so
ourselves.
We did it.
Yeah, you'll
it
be led through a series of
it takes a few minutes to get online, guys.
They make it simple, and they even have a helpline if you get stuck.
Oh my God, can you imagine calling
3.5-inch floppy?
Can you imagine having to call a helpline to get onto the internet?
Hello.
Ew.
Hello.
Ew.
You need to type in your name,
what
address,
are you, a time
and credit card information. Be sure to ask your folks for permission to
Who
use
are my
it.
Folks?
This is so
it's,
out of date.
Is an ad for American Online?
No,
it seems like
no,
that's
it's
what it
not.
Is.
No, that's all there was, though.
What? Prodigy? Yeah.
Oh. Dasha says is this password?
Had a Robot D. Time out. I'm sorry. Please go back 30 seconds. They show the person's full card number on the screen.
I know. Go back. Press play.
Sure to ask your folks for permission to use it.
The credit card? Oh, my God. Pause.
Try to use it.
No, that's their phone number. That's their phone number.
Oh,
that's their
phone I guarantee number. On the next frame, it's going to
okay,
be
hit,
the
hit
person's
play, press play.
Credit card number.
Press play.
Oh, yeah.
Press play.
Hey,
pause.
Oh, my God.
It's fake.
Oh, wait, it's fake.
It's fake.
No, it's 0123456 7.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
First Virginia Bank.
If not, Rich James.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be. Oh, okay, never mind.
Hammy I'm sure it's expired.
Hammy is predicting a very inappropriate MLR-themed tutorial parody coming after this.
Oh, I'll make a tutorial. However, I would put every shitty sweater on and make this video in a second. I don't care. Let's do it.
Dude, a pedophile tutorial?
Where are we going to
get
kids?
Families will go through and will take old photos of them when they were kids and then remake them when they're 20 years older.
Yeah.
We should totally redo this video.
Totally.
Okay, let's do it.
But we're all pedophiles teaching you how to access porn on the internet.
You can have to go so creepy with it.
All right, press play, Mitch, because mom, I want
to see
you guys. Checking password.
The one thing we learned is that if your computer is having other problems, make sure you get.
Can I point out that the curly hair bitch
otherwise,
aged well?
If you're having problems,
I
want to play the curly.
Is that her?
Bitch.
So we
in the chat.
Oh my God, you found them now?
Of course I did. IMDb.
The curly hair bitch is hot.
IMDb.
Whoa, that's. Oh, hold on. How did you know that's her?
Because IMDb.
Like it should be pretty easy
that.
For you then.
It's her.
What does that kid look like?
Just to make sure everything's working okay.
Gay.
Yeah, because I remember when Ryan told ours, he backed up all of our computer data so that if there was a problem, it wouldn't get lost.
No, I'd solve
if
it.
If there was something about fragments or something.
That's right. Dad had to defragment the disc, too.
What?
I'm not really sure what that is. So you better get an adult to help you with it.
I need an adult.
I need an adult to defrag my disc.
Hold on. The installation basics. Get your computer problems fixed.
Finally.
Very helpful.
That's very helpful.
The funny thing is they're using some terminology that's so out of date that some people wouldn't know it.
Through our internet service provider.
Like, I bet you if you ask people what's an ISP, some people probably wouldn't know it.
Yeah, it's that band from Detroit. They drink Faygo.
No, it's insane clown posse. ICP.
Are you sure?
IRC. Oh. Internet Relay Chat.
BeachNet. Oh, I'm connecting to BeachNet, guys. Hold on.
Hold on.
What the fuck is BeachNet?
What's the browser? That's the bad. Is that the bad guy Mario fights, guys?
No, that's Bowser.
Oh.
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Yeah, don't use that.
Yeah, I use it to download Chrome and then fucking never use it. Fucking
maybe Firefox.
No one has ever used that in the last 20 years.
No. Microsoft.com. Look at their website. It's so good.
This video is Windows 3.1.
Did it congratulate you from
congratulations, you connected to internet.
Okay, so tell us, what does download mean?
Tell us.
You're going to know all about it, kid.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us, little Mersh.
A lot of load.
So once you have loaded your browser or already have it on your computer,
then you're ready to make a real load.
And it'll give you a selection of search engines.
Oh, please tell us
what are search engines.
Alta Vista.
Oh.
Is that a train a duck rides on?
Hold on. Pause. This video was later than what you guys you guys thought. It was like 92. This is 96 because I saw like the date they had there.
We said 95.
Okay, no, 96. This one said 96. When they were downloading the thing, it said the recent version said 96.
We were guessing it was 95. It's 96. We were off by a year. Sue us.
No, I thought you guys said 92.
No.
Cool. So that's how you get connected to the internet. And the search engines will show us all the millions of pages of websites and chat lines and games and everything.
It's all right here at your fingertips.
No shit.
How do we decide which search engine to use?
Shut the fuck
like
up.
That kid is in puberty right now. And they're just filming it.
Yep. The search engines identify different categories.
He's just got a pube, guys.
You decide what you're interested in. You click on the topic from the menu. Or type in a specific web address or word.
He's this creepy, waxy face.
Web address? What's that? Where ducks live?
Pull your eyebrows down!
So it's a search engine, right? Where spiders live. Sure. We just click on it, and the next thing you know, we'll be surfing the net.
I feel like he's staring at your soul.
Here comes Yahoo Logans! Yahoo Logans!
Yahoo Logans for kids!
Yahoo Logans!
Go to the cool part.
Okay. So where would you like to go now?
Surfing the net.
Okay, first we need to select a topic from the menu.
Cool. Choose a cool one.
Where would you like to go?
Go to Pix for Pix.
Check out astronomy.
Go to
That's
M
not
for
cool.
M.
Cool.
You fucking loser.
Go to M for M.
Star Hustler?
Oh, what is this, Sean?
Oh, my God. It's little Sean.
Oh, my God.
Sean.
Space Weather.
Space Weather.
Space Weather.
Oh, look at that.
This kid is boring.
Are they literally playing surfing music?
Yes,
because he's surfing the net, you stupid
Star
idiot.
StarHustler.com. Star
yeah.
That's easy. What's next?
Don't go to Star Hustler.
Instead of being called the Star Lord, Sean can be called the Star Hustler.
Yeah, you'll be Star Hustler.
Let's see. First, we check around the world.
Oh, my God, it's still a thing.
Trees, and there it is. Egypt.
Egypt?
They Amazing. Still own Star Hustler.
Jack Bruckheimer.
Look, you can even write your name in
the hieroglyphics. Oh my God.
Everyone go to starhustler.com right now.
Mitch, pause the video.
I'm already there.
Mitch, oh my
pause
God.
The video, Mitch.
Look at
pause it.
It's Jack Horkheimer.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Look at that. The site hasn't changed. It's the same
I don't
train.
Know what you're looking at.
Look at what he looks like. Look he died in 2010.
Go to Star Hustler.
Wait, is it the chat room? Oh, there awesome. We go. Okay. Whoa.
Oh my God.
3 30-minute shows from the 70s?
The repeating background GIF of the stars in his website are amazing. It might not be a GIF. Let me inspect Element. Let me see how they repeated the image.
I'm so glad you shut me up.
No, it's probably just a JPEG.
Like a little JPEG.
It's a GIF.
My favorite is this. Oh. My favorite is this one right here that I just put the email one with the @ spinning. That way you know that's where you send emails.
Wait, if you scroll down, Royce, there's...
Royce, can you get a username already?
No.
Three. It's right there on the right.
Surfing
stupid.
The net with kids is... Oh, sorry.
Surfing the net for kids is a different video. D.
Look, Horkheimer's Ooh, Heavens.
Owner of the site.
Doomsday 1982. Doomsday 1982.
Yes, what about it?
It It's a 30-minute.
That's
show
when I was born,
70.
Bro. I changed everything. That's what it's about. No, it's about my day I was born.
You are not Doomsday.
See, nope. Mitch, this website is so old. This was pre-JPEGs, where everything was a GIF. See, remember, because GIFs used to be like the old school 90s shit, and then people were like, "No, JPEGs are cool." And then GIFs made a come around when they realized that you can make them animated.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
What are GIFs? Is that peanut butter duck seat? Press play, bitch.
Next up on Tech Talk.
Did you say Tech Talk? Hold on. Pause for a second, Mitch.
Oh, no.
He said Tech Talk. I don't know we're going to do Tech Talk.
Take a spin. Now you're in with Techno Set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Get with a song.
Oh, my God.
I hate life.
Okay. It's on the board.
The image to download current episodes from StarHustler.com is a picture of an old iPod.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's the one where it has
a very poorly video. Cut out one, too. It's very long.
Is 27 minutes?
Is it bending in your pocket?
Dutch, you buckle in, bro, because this video just gets better. Go ahead, Mitch.
All right.
He's searching for Lisa.
Can we do something fun? Maybe play a game?
Is that little Tommy?
Let's see some tits.
Oh, my God, that's little Tommy.
Show me them titties.
Add bookmark.
I was just imagining that kid yelling that.
Show me your tits.
Your parents have been gone for 20 minutes. Where's the tits? Yeah, hooligans is for herbs.
Show us your boobs.
Now we're going.
Also, get me some Mortal Kombat fatality codes while you're on there.
I'm bro, going to those, yell hooligans right now.
It doesn't matter if you know what it
not
is.
Available we sure have a lot of them. Too bad we don't have time to play them.
Just shouldn't keep that take with him clearing his throat. Keep it.
I can't keep believe it. How easy it is.
Too bad we don't have time to play with each other.
Stop the sword!
You don't like pan flutes?
Just make sure.
I hate it!
First, we need to get an ISP, or internet service provider.
What?
It connects you to the net through high-speed line.
All right, eyebrows, relax.
And I download or install a browser that allows
me to
see all information on the net in my computer.
Your what?
Right so far.
Show us your boobs.
Then I open my browser to a choice of search engines that look up menus of almost anything I can think of, whether it's my project on Egypt or Andrew playing games.
It sounds complicated, but really it all happens behind the scenes, so it's easy for
this
you.
This kid could not be more bored with the internet.
You know,
can
behind
find
the
anything
scenes.
From planning
like
a vacation to
like
MTV
uncle
or real-time live audio.
Guys, I don't think you understand.
No,
you don't understand. StarHustler.com
have addresses.
Was created
even the
with
one
Adobe
we just
PageMill 3.0
so
Max.
I can't hear you, Marie, because the Mitch doesn't know when to pause the video.
I was saying that the StarHustler.com website was made with Adobe PageMill 3.0 Mac.
Well, that's
new technology, right?
It is so old.
That's new technology, right?
It's so old.
No, it's really fast.
No.
This is 96, so, I mean.
You can totally see it's hand HTML coded. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but fucking Yahoo.com was around in 96, and it doesn't look the same way now.
Oh, it has tables and everything.
Okay, we can play more videos because these kids.
Show us your boobs!
Get to the porn, kids.
Right, and you want to go directly to it? You just type in the address.
The web addresses follow a simple format.
As I mentioned before, they all start with HTTP as the beginning of their address.
How do I use
then
MySpace?
Then additional information helps the browser locate the address
MySpace,
you've selected.
Kid.
For instance, the other day we typed in the address for Cape Canaveral.
Why?
But where did you get that?
We just figured it out.
Where did you get that, you fucking presumptuous son of a bitch?
We stole secrets from the FBI.
Ex-hamster. How did they figure that out? How do they figure out kcs.gov./
They probably just
NASA dot.
And then you only need the last identifier.
/spaceweather.
/HTML.
Like this. .com for commercial. .gov for government. And .org for organization.
Orgies.
.edu
I can't believe how
education.
Easy it is to get onto the internet.
It's really
can
hard.
You hear my parents talking about her? It sounds like
they're
it'd be so
they're fighting
hot.
About a divorce. It's
I
weird.
Told you it was cool.
Daddy's been downloading the wrong kind of porn.
You're going surfing on the internet.
No!
It's online. Can you look up newspapers,
no.
too? We always have a social studies test on current
nobody
events.
Nobody in this video is yep. blinking.
The internet
setup
is
questions what? Are fucking bothering me.
I can't read.
I can't take it anymore. How long is it?
Should I what before I get off the bowl? Like, it's the most obvious.
obvious fucking yes. like, dude, okay, we get it. You're Why setting up for an answer.
Is the computer in the middle of the living room? Is it even in the corner like it should be? It's just in the middle of the room.
I gotta say, like, my parents, when they first got a computer and we had Netscape, they had it in the middle of the room.
Why?
Because they need to be able to see
They were surfing on the
porn.
Internet.
What did you say?
D, I hate you right now.
D.
You love it. Spin now, you're in with a techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Pan flute. You're telling me, bro. My life.
It's for the past every DNR
week.
Segment needs to end with that sounder from now on. Dutch, I'll only do it. We talk about
it'll
stories.
Be Royce friends if that happens.
Oh, so it'll be like the last 3 months of radio. So, look, here's the
3 months, 1 month, fuckface.
Fuck, hey, shut up.
Tech Talk is brought to you by.
Hey, I got better.
Tech Talk was brought to you by spaceweather.com.
Surfing on the internet.
Shut up. Now you're in with the techno
set. Surfing on the internet. This is going to be fantastic. I'm glad somebody else is annoyed by this.
I'm so happy to have Angry Dutch back.
This has been going on since Thursday, I hate my life.
We hate your life.
All right, you know what?
I know.
Dutch doesn't yell at me at least once a
week. I mean, look, we should play a little bit. What happened?
What happened?
Mitch.
The video call.
I didn't do shit.
Oh, my God.
Your dude is not good.
Here's what happened. It's not the load, bro. They knew we were exposing the secrets of the internet.
Oh, no.
They didn't want us to show.
Oh, no. I got you back, Mitch. Oh, no. Oh, okay, Mitch. You know what? These kids, they fucked up the internet because they want more attention. Go for it. Because he's about to unzip his collar and start some shit.
No, he's about to unzip his pants and go to X-Hamster.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
His parents were really expecting that kid to grow into his clothes, huh?
He didn't.
He did not.
They're so big.
Oh my God.
Showbiz. God. Star Wars returns.
That's the CNN page.
Look how 3D mouse cursors used to be.
They're so awesome.
They had drop shadows and shit.
Just wasting all that
processing power.
Memory.
Oh my, it's so
stuff fast. That would have made the computers fast, but like, no, this looks
bro
cool.
That computer has 512 megabytes of RAM.
It's flying. It's flying.
I just popped on my 56k baud modem and plugged on
hold
in
on
her.
Goat teeth is talking again.
Turn it up a bit, Mitch.
She's talking about a bookmark.
Hey, Andrew, what about that report you have to do in science class?
Dutch, mute your mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about that thing that your uncle made me do last week in the basement?
It'd be fun to look it up on the net.
I just type in light and color.
Oh, now he's familiar with it?
Oh, now I know what this is.
The net. Is that something ducks play basketball with?
Whoa, white and African American.
Frog like we do.
I just wanted to do duck jokes for the rest of my life.
Oh, they're playing the surfing music again.
Because he's surfing the net. He's reading a sign. He's reading a sign about rainbows. These kids are all fucking losers.
Oh my God, don't they know there's poops in there?
I got my homework. I'm so glad I don't have to dissect them like they did in the old days.
The old days?
Look, in the amount of time that these kids have been doing this, they could have downloaded at least half of a 48 megabyte JPEG. They could have been jacking off to the boobs by now, and by the time the pussy loaded on
you
the picture,
come already.
You had already finished. Like you were like, all right, well, what are you still downloading
I
for?
Would have beaten like 4 games of Minesweeper by now.
At least.
Well, how'd you do that? Show me so
he's
I can come
a
back
witch!
To
he's a witch! Burn him!
Wizard!
Dad to install the internet right away, or have Mom take us to the library to use it.
Wow,
and I'm sure Mom will talk Dad into it, since she hates chauffeuring us everywhere. And there's so much more
the
you can do.
The reason why I'm asking these dumb questions is because I'm standing too close to this nuclear radon bulb that's coming out of this monitor.
And it's free, too.
It's a humongous monitor. You're right. It has uranium in it.
Why
there's
wouldn't it?
No way those things were safe.
Oh.
777. They're in moviephone.com, so then you could call moviephone and buy your tickets on the phone. That's great. Why don't we buy my line like a white person?
Should we call him on the air?
We should call
him on the air.
You want to call movie phone?
Why?
To do what? They're gonna say, really? You seriously calling us?
I just want to see if it's an actual number.
It is 777 film. Yeah, it's the movie. That's the movie phone's number.
I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a thing?
But okay. Dalmatian.
I love that guy.
Why are they looking for Dalmatians?
He's searching for a Dalmatian.
Why aren't you guys looking for porn already?
These kids are the worst.
MovieLink.com, Pathfinder.com.
And why is it playing?
You can also check out the latest on TV.
Why is it playing the Kuroko Village Zelda music?
Well, why wouldn't it?
Whoa. Oh.
TV's favorite song. 40 years of Blender?
Well, that's not a real website anymore.
I didn't realize that gay match-finding site was on for as long as it was.
Yeah.
Tinder?
Oh, Blender.
That's
Grindr.
Oh,
Grindr.
Oh.
Yeah, no. God, you guys, get your gay website Blender,
apps. Blender's I'm sorry.
Blender's the bisexual.
I should have asked my...
Blender's the bisexual. Is the bisexual.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm using the wrong one.
Mr. Ed?
No wonder.
I'm going to a warrior if I gotta swim all the way.
Now, what kind of video player is
Aloha, Wilbur. Look, no hands.
It's Mr. Ed.
Did people just accept
show.
That Mr. Ed talked? Or?
Yeah,
hold on.
They didn't know how to edit videos back then at all.
You don't know that.
Downloading that video took him 37 days and cost him $53. It's insane.
Remember getting pictures? You get one line at a time.
Yeah, it was
take
terrible.
15 seconds per line.
That was that thing that I said. Yeah, like Sean said that earlier. 5 seconds ago.
Earlier in this video, when they were saying that you could write your pen pal in Sweden for free, I kept thinking, well, no, how much are your parents paying for your dial up speed for you spending all this time?
I have a 56K modem, bro.
Oh. My apologies. It's
really fast.
You probably have that punk ass 28K.
Punk ass.
I've been using the free AOL CDs.
Yeah, those are for posers.
Yeah, you know what I got,
bro?
I got a dual band 128K. Yeah, bro.
What?
I am flying.
What?
I am flying.
Bro.
I downloaded the new Tupac song in only 3 hours.
Bro.
I remember when my oldest brother moved out for the first time. He stockpiled a lot of AOL CDs so he could just keep having internet for free.
That's
because they
hilarious.
Had like, here's a 30-day. Here's a 10-day free trial. Here's a 50-day free trial.
No, so remember when it used to be minutes? They'd be like, you could get 2,000 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Here's 2,000 minutes. So you get the free CD for 2,000 minutes, and then you get another one in the mail like 2 weeks later.
My dad got so mad at me because... I was looking up codes for Mortal Kombat online, and it was taking really long, and I was printing them. So I used all the ink, and like we still when we had minutes.
I remember doing that too, printing off cheat codes.
I got really pissed. It was just for Raiden too, if I remember correctly.
I didn't buy minutes for the internet for you to look at porn, Sean.
I bought it for me to look at porn.
Well, we can look at porn together, Dad.
It's not awkward.
I mean, whatever, but ew.
Mom says we need to spend more time together.
Just don't look at me.
Guys, just go to nick-at-night. Wait, this early in the internet game and they couldn't get Nick at Night, one word? Really?
No.
They could. They just chose this one.
On purpose.
Right. They figured it would probably be easier. Like, no, not all one word. That's just combobulated.
People
Let's
didn't
actually
understand
separate
camel case back then.
Yeah.
Or hashtags. By the way, Nick at Night was first. Kids wouldn't be looking up Nick at Night because every kid hated Nick at Night.
I loved it.
I wanted.
I dreamed
so
Dreamy and Bewitched,
it.
And I love Lucy
Twice
all day
wrong.
Long.
Snick all
no.
day.
No, dude.
Yes,
no, bro.
Dude.
Old.
Nope.
Losers.
Nick at Night. Nick at Night. Block Party
Nick
Summer.
I don't know how many times I jacked off to I Dream a Genie.
Oh yeah,
that's not the reason why we watch it, but sure
for that. But whatever.
I mean, that was hot.
I mean,
I
jerked off to the Genie in the Aladdin movie, though.
Okay.
I actually, Sean, actually, to go with what you're saying, like, I actually rewatched, but I happened to, like, tune in a video, and she happened to have, like, her shirt off. Barbara, whatever her face is, she's actually kind of hot.
Yeah.
Of course she was.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
She was really attractive, especially for that age. And the fucking general, you know, or whatever the guy was, I forget his
Larry Hagman? Occupation.
Hold on.
Right. He's like, oh no, I don't know, fuck the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that whole dynamic was so unbelievable, but, dude, she was so hot.
Yeah.
Western Echo goes, the most enraging part of the story was that Royce was downloading a Tupac song. You have no idea. I could rap.
You're hard as fuck.
I'm so hard right now.
So hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, really look at that. Look at them tits. Look at those tits.
Fucking dude.
Like, I dream of titties.
Guys,
fucking rules.
But what about her evil sister that had the green outfit?
I know, and I shot everywhere to both of them.
Oh, you mean the last season of Smallville?
No, yes. No. Let's not go there. Let's not do that. That never happened.
So good.
It was awful.
It was not good.
It was the worst
thing ever. Remember when Lex came back and he was like, hey. And Superman was 40. Superman was 40 feet.
Way to go,
Clark
Murray.
Was 45, but he still wasn't Superman yet. Yeah, it was believable.
No.
40.
He was so old, bro. Smallville towards the end. Clark was fucking, had gray hairs, prostate cancer. And it's like, are you going to be Superman at some point, dude? Or are you going to live in Smallville till you're 50?
No.
Get out of here.
No.
Fuck out of here.
I want to live at home with
Mom. At least the black kid Pete had enough sense to leave the show before it got terrible.
Pete and Pete?
Midge, why are you better?
I am better than you. Because I can do the cowboy hip hop like it's nobody's business.
You son of a bitch, you took mine. Marie.
I'm better than you because I'm cool and classy to wear my fedora.
Sherry?
I am better than you because I don't remember the first half of the show already.
Nice.
Are you drunk?
No.
Are you just dumb?
She's just tired. Just dumb. A little bit of both.
Sean.
I am better than you because I am jerking it to I Dream of Jeannie right now.
Tits. And Royce.
You're not going to ask D?
Oh, I'm sorry, D. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. You haven't said anything in the last 15 minutes. I'm sorry.
Because I've been surfing on the internet.
She took mine. She took mine. That was mine. I shouldn't have said her name.
God damn it.
Helping
you
her.
You had the fun ready to fire, didn't you?
Helping
I thought yours was going to be all about ducks.
Shut up. Don't give him any ammunition. I want to see
him. Don't help him.
No. Forget it. I don't want to do it now.
Royce?
No.
Why are you better?
No. I don't want to do it now. No.
Royce?
I don't want you to have mine. I was already. I had my finger on the button.
I didn't know it was yours.
It's fine.
It was the obvious one for everybody.
No, forget it. It's fine.
Do you know how long it took me to remember that song just now?
No, I don't know. How long?
The whole time Dutch was talking, I was like, shit, I better remember that song for my stupid thing. I was like, what was it again? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, so you were thinking about it ahead of time. Wow.
The whole time I was sitting here like, shit, and he's going to call me and I can't remember the song.
We're not dedicated to the show. That's incredible.
Usually people on the show that say that.
I'm not.
I thought it was just me, but I guess.
So big time fail for Royce. Mine, I'm better than you.
Oh, it was? I don't think it was that much of a fail. Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going
surfing on the internet. Just enough time passed doesn't make it good.
It makes it better.
Never forget, bro.
And I'm better than you because I have no problem showing videos that make me cry. So, all right, guys, we will see you next week. Don't forget to listen to tomorrow, Hippo Juice 7 to 9 here on morelikeradio.com.
I'm better than you.
Okay, yes.
Swag is for children and class is for men.
There you go. My boy pulled through at the last second.
Ducks have
buzzer beater. Buzzer beater. Dick beater.
All right, everybody. We will see you next week here on Dustin Royce on morelikeradio.com.